الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في قراءة هذه الرسالة أسئلة وأجوبة للصغار ولا يستغنى عنها الكبار. وأنا محدثكم وزائركم في الله من الكويت سالم بن سعد الطويل.
The Sheikh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending citations and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went on to say to proceed. The one speaking to you, he is your brother. He is the one traveling to bid you all for the sake of Allah, Salam bin Sa'd al-Tawil. And we're going to continue reading on in this book entitled the Questions and Answers for the Youth that Adults are also in need of.
في هذه الزيارة التي أسأل الله عز وجل أن تكون زيارة مباركة وأن تكون خالصة لوجه الله الكريم. إلى الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية في ولاية أو مدينة شيكاغو.
And this visit of ours, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it blessed and to make it sincerely seeking His noble face to this visit to the United States of America in the city of Chicago.
وقفنا على السؤال الخامس والسبعين.
So we've reached the 75th question. Question 75.
ما أعظم آية في القرآن الكريم وقرأها.
What is the greatest verse in the Noble Quran and recite it?
الجواب آية الكرسي.
The answer is Ayatul Kursi.
قال الله عز وجل فيها
الله
لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. قد ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It is authentically reported or established on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
أنه قال لي أبي بن كعب.
That he stated to Ubay ibn Ka'b.
رضي الله عنه.
رضي الله عنه.
أتدري ما أعظم آية في كتاب الله؟
Do you know what the greatest verse is in the book of Allah?
فقال رضي الله عنه الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
So he رضي الله عنه, he stated this verse, الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
فضرب على صدره وقال ليهنك العلم أبا المنذر هنيئا لك العلم يا أبا المنذر.
So he struck his chest and he said to him, oh Abu Munzir,
هنيئا لك العلم يا أبا المنذر.
Now congratulations to you Abu Munzir. Glad tidings to you for the knowledge that you possess.
صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it is authentically reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لما قاله أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه.
When Abu Huraira said it, رضي الله عنه.
أنه جاءه لص يسرق من صدقة الفطر.
That when a thief came taking from the صدقة, the charity of a fitr.
خلاصة الحديث والشاهد منه.
And the summarization of the hadith and the point that we're making in it.
قال إني أعلمك كلمات إذا قلتها لم يزل عليك من الله حافظ حتى تصبح.
He stated that I'm going to teach you some words that if you recite them, you will have a guardian all the way until the morning over you.
قال أبو هريرة ما هي؟
Abu Huraira stated, what is it?
قال الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
And he said this beginning of the verse, الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
فلما بلغ بذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So when it's reached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال صدقك وهو كذوب.
He said he spoke the truth although he is a liar.
قال تدري مع من كان معك يا أبا هريرة؟
Do you know who that was with you, Abu Huraira?
قال الله ورسوله أعلم. قال ذلك الشيطان.
He said Allah the Messenger knows best, and he said to him that was the shaitan.
وصح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It is authentically reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن من قرأ الكرسي دبر كل صلاة.
That whoever recites آية الكرسي at the end of every صلاة.
لم يمنعه من دخول الجنة إلا أن يموت.
There's nothing that prevents him to entering to the paradise except his dying.
فهذه الآية العظيمة.
So this magnificent verse.
ينبغي للمسلم أن يحافظ عليها.
It is incumbent upon a Muslim to preserve it.
يقرأها دبر كل صلاة.
He recites at the end of his prayers.
ويقرأها إذا أوى إلى فراشه.
And he recites when he lays down to his bed. والسر في عظمة هذه الآية. And the secret that shows the magnificence of this verse.
أنها أخبار عن الله عز وجل وما لهم صفات الكمال والجلال.
And it's informing about Allah عز وجل what He has of perfect and honorable majestic attributes.
فقد صدرها الله عز وجل بقوله الله.
So Allah عز وجل He began it with the statement Allah.
ولفظ الجلال هنا مبتدأ.
And لفظ الجلال here is a subject.
مرفوع بالابتداء الله.
And it's a in this madmum, it has a dhamma on it.
وما بعده من الجمل,
and what comes after it of sentences,
هي أخبار متتالية.
They are it's following it's more informative following information.
فأخبر عن نفسي بأنه لا إله إلا هو.
So he informed about himself that none has right to worship in truth other than him.
الحي القيوم.
He's the ever-living, the sustainer.
لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم.
He doesn't slumber nor does he sleep.
له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
He owns everything that is in the heavens and the earth.
إلى آخر الآية.
So the end of the verse.
عبارة عن أخبار أخبر الله بها عن نفسي أنه كذا وكذا وكذا.
And Allah Ta'ala is informed by Himself that He's like this and like this and like that.
فسار سر العظمة في هذه الآية لأن الله عز وجل يتكلم بها عن نفسه وما له من صفات الكمال والجلال.
So the secret here in this verse is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaking about His magnificence and what He possesses of perfect, honorable, complete attributes.
قال الله عز وجل الله. فما معنى الله؟
Allah عز وجل He says الله. So what does Allah mean?
ما معنى الله؟
What does Allah mean?
الله معناه الخالق.
Allah means the creator.
لا. المألوه المعبود.
No, the one who is everyone's deity and the one who is worshipped.
سبق أن ذكرنا هذا.
We have mentioned this previously.
الله معناه المعبود.
The meaning of Allah is معبود, the one who is worshipped.
وأصل الله الإله.
And the origin of the word Allah is الإله.
حذفت الهمزة تخفيفا.
So the همزة here is make تخفيف is made with it.
فصارت الله. هي كانت الإله. فحذفت الهمزة فصارت الله.
So the hamza was removed and it became Allah.
فالتلفظ بالله أخف من التلفظ بالإله.
So saying Allah is easier than saying الإله, the deity.
معناه المعبود.
And the meaning of it is المعبود, the one who's worshipped.
حبا.
Loving him.
وخضوعا.
And submitting, yielding to him.
وخوفا ورجاء.
Having fear and hope in him.
والله عز وجل هو الإله الحق.
And Allah عز وجل, He is the deity in truth.
وأول ما أخبر عن نفسه في هذه الآية.
And the first thing that he informed about himself in this verse.
قال لا إله إلا هو. يعني لا معبود حق إلا هو.
He says لا إله إلا هو, meaning none has the right to be worshipped in truth except him.
كما قال الله عز وجل ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير.
As Allah عز وجل stated, that is because He is the truth. And everything that is worshipped besides him is baltal, is falsehood, and surely he is the most high, al-kabir.
ثم أخبر عن نفسه بأنه الحي. أي ذو الحياة الكاملة.
Then he informed about himself that he is al-hay, that he is living, meaning that he has complete perfect life, he is ever living.
ومن كمال حياة الله.
And from the perfection of Allah's life.
أنه لم يسبق حياته عدم.
That there was never a time when he didn't exist and wasn't living.
ولا يلحق حياته فناء.
And his life will never end.
ولا يتخلل حياته سنة ولا نوم.
And no time in his life will he be overtaken by slumber or sleep.
الله عز وجل ذو الحياة الكاملة.
So Allah عز وجل, He possesses complete perfect life.
بخلاف المخلوق الحي.
In contrast to the creation that is living.
فالمخلوق الحي كان معدوما.
So the creation that is living at one time, it didn't exist.
فأحياه الله عز وجل.
So Allah brought him to life.
ثم سيموت سيفنى كل من عليها فان.
And then he's going to die, he's going to perish. Everything has to perish from the creation.
وفي حياته أيضا.
And
وفي حياته المخلوق ينام.
And during the life of something in the creation, it sleeps.
ويغلبه النوم.
And he's overcome by sleep.
أما الله عز وجل فحياته كاملة.
As for Allah عز وجل, then his life is complete and perfect.
احفظ هذا جيدا. لم يسبق حياته عدم.
Memorize as well, know this well, that no, he wasn't preceded by not existing at one time.
ولا يلحق حياته فناء.
And he will never perish either.
ولا يتخلل حياته سنة ولا نوم.
And throughout the course of his life, he would never be overtaken by slumber nor sleep. And this is from the perfection of his life, that he doesn't sleep, but nor is it befitting that he sleeps and slumbers. And this magnificent name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Al-Hayy, the ever-living, all of Allah's names and attributes return back to it. So if he wasn't living, then he wouldn't be the all-hear and the all-seer. If he was not living, he wouldn't be the all-knower and the one who has ability to do all things. And if he wasn't the ever living, then he would not have been the creator and the originator. And likewise, all the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla return back to this name, Al Hayy, the ever living. And due to this, Allah who Azza wa Jalla finds fault with the mushrikeen, because they worship those who are deceased, and they are not living.
وأما الله عز وجل
as for Allah عز وجل
فهو الحي الذي لا يموت
then he is الحي the ever living who never dies.
الخبر الثالث عن الله في هذه الآية
the third thing that we're informed about Allah in this verse
القيوم له معنيان
that he is القيوم and this has two meanings.
القيوم بمعنى القائم بنفسه
القيوم meaning that he is the one who sustains himself.
ومعنى قائم بنفسه
and the meaning of his is sustaining himself
أي لا يمد أحد بشيء من صفاته لا يمد أحد بشيء من صفاته بل هو قيوم قائم بنفسه
that he sustains himself and is no one that brings anything to him to assist him in his sustaining himself or that he in his sustaining himself He doesn't provide anyone of his attributes.
الآن يتبين المعنى فيما سأقول.
So now the meaning is going to become clear by what I explain.
أنت سميع بصير.
You hear and you see.
لكن سمعك بصر وبصرك ليس قائما بنفسه وإنما آتاك الله السمع والبصر.
And your hearing and your seeing it's not sustained. You don't sustain it of yourself, rather it was given to you, your hearing and your seeing.
قال جل وعلا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه. فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا الله الذي اعطاك السمع والبصر
and Allah Azza wa Jalla, he informs that he created us from fluid and then in the after he made us those who hear and see.
وقال جل وعلا وجعل لكم السمع والابصار والافئده الله الذي اعطانا السمع والابصار
and Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned that he is the one that has given us hearing and sight and understanding. He is the one that has given this to us.
أما الله عز وجل فهو قيوم قائم بنفسه لا أحد يمده ويعطيه صفاته هو قائم بنفسه جل وعلا.
As for Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is the one that sustains himself and he doesn't give anyone of his attributes.
وهذا الاسم قيوم
and this name القيوم
بمعنى قائم بنفسه
means that he sustains himself.
هو التفسير الأول للقيوم.
This is the first understanding or explanation of قيوم.
وأما التفسير الثاني للقيوم
as for the second understanding explanation of قيوم
وهو القائم على كل نفس
he is the one who sustains everything else
كما قال جل وعلا أما هو قائم على كل نفس الله قائم على كل نفس
and as Allah عز وجل has stated or rather it is he that sustains every soul everything
وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه
and he gives them all that they ask for
إن الله يمسك السماء أن تقع على الأرض
Allah Azza wa Jalla can he holds the heavens up so that it doesn't fall down to the earth. He raises the heavens he keeps the heavens elevated without anything supporting it.
Allah Azza wa Jalla Qayyum qa'im 'ala kull al makhluqat. إلى الفرش.
So Allah who Azza wa Jal is the one who sustains everything from the from his throne all the way down to
الأرض يعني
to the ground from the arch to the ground.
وكذلك الله قائم على السماوات والأرض وما بينهما.
And likewise, Allah sustains everything that is in heavens and earth and all that is between them.
الله عز وجل قيوم بمعنى قائم بنفسه وقيوم يعني قائم على كل المخلوقات.
So Allah عز وجل, He is the Qayyum, meaning the one who He sustains Himself and He sustains everything else in existence as well.
وما هو المعنى الصحيح للقيوم؟
And what is the correct meaning of قيوم؟
القائم بنفسه.
The one who sustains himself.
أما القائم على مخلوقاته.
As for the one who sustains the creation, his creation.
سعيد. أي معنى الصحيح؟ قيوم مع قائم بنفسه أو قيوم قائم على مخلوقاته.
So what's the correct meaning of قيوم? The one who sustains himself or the one who sustains everything else in existence? Which one is correct? Which one of the two?
أي المعنى الصحيح؟ هذا أم هذا؟
Which meaning is correct? This one or that one?
أم كلاهما؟
Or is it both of them?
كلاهما.
Both of them.
فالله قيوم.
So Allah is القيوم.
معنى قائم بنفسه.
Meaning He sustains Himself.
وقيوم على جميع مخلوقاته.
And He sustains everything from His creation.
وهذا الاسم القيوم.
And this name القيوم.
نقول فيه ما قلنا في اسم الحي.
We say about it what we said about the name Al-Hayy, the ever-living.
ماذا قلنا في الحي؟
What do we say about the name Al-Hayy, the ever-living?
أن جميع أسماء الله وصفاته ترجع إليه.
All the names and attributes of Allah return back to it.
فهو سميع بصير لأنه حي.
So He is the all-hearer and the all-seer because He is Al-Hayy, ever-living.
لو لم يكن حيا ما كان سميعا ولا بصيرا.
If He wasn't ever-living, then He wouldn't be all-hearer and the all-seer.
لو لم يكن حيا ما كان عليما ولا قديرا.
And if He wasn't Al-Hayy, the ever-living, then He wouldn't be the all-knower and the one who has the ability to do all things.
وهكذا كل أسماء الله صفات تعود إلى اسم الحي.
And likewise, all the names and attributes of Allah will return back to this name, Al-Hayy, the ever-living.
وكذلك القيوم كل أسماء الله وصفاته ترجع إلى القيوم.
And likewise, Al-Qayyum, all of Allah's names and attributes return to back to Al-Qayyum.
القيوم بمعنى قائم بنفسه.
So Al-Qayyum means that He sustains Himself.
الله عز وجل.
So Allah عز وجل, He is the all-seer.
وبصر الله عز وجل قائم بنفسه. لا أحد يعطي الله البصر. الله جل وعلا قائم بنفسه ببصره.
In the sight of Allah عز وجل, He sustains it Himself. There's no one that has given Him His sight.
وقائم بنفسه في سمعه.
And He sustains Himself in His hearing.
وقائم بنفسه في علمه.
And He sustains Himself in His knowledge.
وقائم بنفسه في قدرته.
And He sustains Himself in His capability.
وقائم بنفسه في خلقه.
And He sustains Himself in His ability to create.
وجميع أسماء الله وصفاته.
And all the names of Allah, all the names and attributes of Allah.
الله عز وجل بها قيوم.
الله عز وجل, with them He is قيوم.
يعني قائم بنفسه جل وعلا.
Meaning He sustains them Himself جل وعلا.
هنا نعرف السر في اقتران هذين الاسمين الحي والقيوم.
So now we're going to explain the secret in these two names, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum.
لأن جميع أسماء الله وصفاته ترجع إلى هذا الاسمين. لأنه حي ولأنه قيوم له صفات الكمال والجلال.
And the secret in it, that these two names, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, that all the names and attributes of Allah return back to it. So because of it, He has these names and attributes.
لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. لا ينام نوما عميقا ولا تأخذه غفلة أو يعني مقدمات النوم. أيضا لا تأخذه.
So he doesn't fall into a deep sleep, nor is he overtaken by those things that happen to a person before he becomes sleepy, becoming groggy in the legs.
وهنا قال الله عز وجل لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم لأن النوم يأخذ الإنسان حتى لو لم يرغب فيه فإنه يأخذه يغلبه.
So Allah عز وجل, He mentions about Himself that he doesn't sleep nor does He slumber, meaning that He doesn't sleep and that those things that you become groggy and fatigued before sleep, so that sleep overtakes you, that doesn't happen to Him either.
وهنا سؤال.
So here we have a question.
لماذا لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم؟
Why is he not overtaken by sleep and slumber?
لقد تقدم الجواب على هذا السؤال قبل قليل. قلت ذلك.
So just a few minutes ago we answered this question. We mentioned it to you.
لكن نريد من كان منكم منتبها لماذا الله عز وجل لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم؟
But we want to see which one of you are paying attention. Why does He not sleep or slumber?
لأنه القائم بخلقه.
Brother says because he sustains his creation.
إجابة غير موفقة.
See that we don't quite agree with this answer.
لماذا لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم؟ لماذا؟
Why does he not sleep and slumber?
Huh? لماذا قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الله بأنه لا ينام ولا ينبغي له؟ لماذا؟ ما زال السؤال.
So the question still remains.
نعم. طب لماذا لا ينبغي له أن ينام؟ النوم بيد الله. لا 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 خلاص لا 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 بعيد بعدت جدا.
So you went far off.
لكمال قدرته. كمال حياته. من علمك؟
He said who taught you?
ها؟ من هو؟ أعطاك إياها برشامة.
ما شاء الله. So he said because he has
his life is complete. كمال حياته.
This is due to Allah. His life is complete and perfect.
ألا تذكرون قلت كذا وكذا وكذا؟ ها؟ ما قلت أنا؟ قلت أكثر مرة. ماذا قلت؟
What did I say?
لم يسبق حياته.
He's not preceded by not existing.
عدم.
Not existing. No.
لم يسبق حياته عدم.
So he's not preceded by not existing.
ولا يلحق حياته فناء.
And he never perishes.
ولا يتخلل حياته سنة ولا نوم.
And during the course of his life, he's not overtaken by slumber or sleep.
لأنه كامل في حياته.
Because he is complete and perfect in his life.
قلت الحي ذو الحياة الكاملة.
I said الحي that was living, the one who has complete and perfect life.
لم يسبق حياته عدم.
So he's not preceded by not existing.
ولا يلحق حياته فناء.
And nor will he ever perish.
ولا يتخلل حياته سنة ولا نوم.
Nor throughout the course of his life will he ever be taken by slumber or sleep.
الآن سأقول سؤالا.
So now I'm going to pose a question.
لماذا الله عز وجل لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم؟
Why does Allah عز وجل not slumber or sleep?
المفروض الآن تعرفون الجواب كلكم.
He says so. It's all of you should know the answer.
يلا مستر سبي. صادق. لماذا لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم؟
So why is he not overtaken by slumber and sleep? Huh? نعم لكمال حياته.
لكمال حياته.
نعم due to the perfection, his completeness of his life.
خاف قريبك ما جاوب غلط بس أنت في تعاطف معه ولا شيء.
هذا مقال.
أكيد جاوب صح.
نعم هذا مقال.
يلا أبا محمد لماذا لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم؟ ها؟ لكمال حياتي صح. لماذا لا تأخذ سنة ولا نوم؟
So why didn't I overtake my sleep and slumber?
يا حبيبي شو الزلمة صعبين. ما حد يدري لكمال حياته. لماذا يا أبا محمد لا تأخذ سنة ولا نوم؟ لكمال حياته لأنه كامل في حياته.
Because he's complete and perfect in his life.
فلذلك لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم.
So for this reason he's not overtaken by sleep and slumber.
وهنا سأذكر قاعدة.
And now I'm going to recall a principle to you.
انتبه لها واستفد منها.
So pay attention to it and benefit from it.
أن الله عز وجل إذا نفى عن نفسه صفة.
Allah عز وجل if he negates an attribute for himself.
فيتضمن هذا النفي إثبات صفة كمال.
So this negation affirms the perfection of the attribute.
فلا ينفي عن نفسه صفة. فلا ينفي عن نفسه صفة.
So he's not benefit. He doesn't benefit or.
بس ترجم فلا ينفي عن نفسه صفة. فلا ينفي عن نفسه وصفا أو صفة من الصفات.
No.
لا ينفي عن نفسه شيئا من الصفات.
So there's nothing that is he doesn't negate an attribute from himself.
إلا وهو متصف بضد هذه الصفة التي نفاها.
Except that the attribute that he has is the opposite of what he has negated for himself.
فهنا مثلا نفى عن نفسه السنة والنوم.
So here he has negated for himself sleep, slumber and sleep.
لماذا نفع عن نفسه صفة السنة والنوم؟
Why has he negated for himself sleep and slumber?
لكمال حياته.
Due to the perfection, completion of his life.
والآن سأذكر صفات قد نفاها الله عن نفسه.
Now I'm going to recall some attributes that Allah has negated for himself.
فنفاها عن نفسه لإثبات صفة ضدها كمالا.
So he negates these attributes for himself to affirm the opposite for himself, that he possesses the opposite of the attribute.
والجواب عندكم.
And the answer you all have.
نفى الله عن نفسه صفة الظلم.
Allah has negated for himself the attribute of ظلم, oppression.
قال ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And your Lord stated that he doesn't oppress anyone.
إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة.
Allah doesn't harm anything even to the weight of an atom.
فماذا يتضمن هذا النفي انه لا يظلم؟
So what do we gain from this negation of oppression from
himself? يتعرف الجواب؟ لكمال عدله.
This shows us the completion of his justice.
نفى عن نفسه الظلم لكمال عدله.
So he negates oppression for himself and this affirms his justice, the perfection of his justice.
نفى عن نفسه السنة والنوم لكمال حياته.
So he negated for himself sleep and slumber, and this affirms the perfection of his life.
قال جل وعلا وما ربك بغافل عما يعمل الظالمون.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says that he is not negligent of what the wrongdoers do.
ماذا يتضمن؟ الله ليس بغافل.
What does this show us here? What does this lead us to here? That Allah is not غافل, that he is not negligent.
كمال علمه ذات لا يغفل.
This shows us the perfection of his knowledge. He's not negligent.
قال جل وعلا.
جل وعلا stated.
ولقد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام.
Certainly we have created the heavens and earth and all that is between them in six days.
وما مسنا من لغوب. اللغوب يعني أدنى أنواع التعب. الله يقول ما تعبنا لما خلقنا السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام.
And not the slightest amount of fatigue touched us.
فنفى عن نفسه أنه يمسه اللغوب. قال وما مسنا من لغوب.
So he's negating for himself that even the slightest amount of fatigue never touched him.
فماذا يتضمن نفيه جل وعلا نفسه اللغوب؟
So what does this lead us to? What do we benefit from it? The saying that he's
لكمال قدرته.
This shows us the perfection of his capability.
نعم ولكمال أيضا شيء آخر.
And it also shows the perfection of something else.
القدرة هي القوة. لماذا الواحد يتعب في أي عمل من الأعمال؟ لماذا يتعب؟
Why does person become tired when he works?
إما لأنه غير قادر.
Either he doesn't have the ability to do it.
وإما لأنه غير.
Or either it's because he is not, or he doesn't.
طيب أضرب لكم مثلا.
I'm going to give you an example.
لو أراد أحد أن يأتي إلى هذا المكان.
So if a person wanted to come into this place.
وعنده قدرة وعنده سيارة وعنده مصحصح.
So
لكنه لا يعرف العنوان.
So you know he has the ability, has the car, has everything he needs, but to get here, but he doesn't have the address.
فإنه سيتعب.
So he's going to tire himself out.
سيصبه اللغوب.
He's going to become fatigued.
إذن. العلم
knowledge.
إذن الله عز وجل ما مسهم اللغوب.
So Allah عز وجل he is not touched by the slightest amount of fatigue.
لكمال قدرته.
Due to the perfection of his capability.
ولكمال علمه.
And due to the perfection of his knowledge.
فالإنسان يتعب لماذا؟
So a person becomes tired. Why?
إما لأنه غير قادر.
Either he doesn't have the ability.
أو لأنه غير عالم.
Or he doesn't have knowledge.
لكن الله عز وجل خلق السماوات والأرض بينهما في ستة أيام.
But Allah عز وجل he created the heaven and earth and all that is between them in six days.
قال وما مسنا من لغوب.
And nothing of the slightest amount of fatigue touched us.
لكمال قدرته وكمال علمه.
Due to the perfection of his capability and the perfection of his knowledge.
ومن أين يأتيه اللغوب التعب؟ من أين يأتيه جل وعلا؟
So how, from where can this slight fatigue come to him?
وهو الكامل بقدرته وعلمه.
And he is perfect in his in his knowledge and his capability.
وهكذا القاعدة.
And likewise the principle.
أن كل صفة نفاها الله عن نفسه.
Every attribute that Allah has negated for himself.
يتضمن هذا النفي إثبات كمال ضد الصفة التي نفاها.
This negation affirms the opposite of what he negated for himself in the perfection of that.
وذلك لأن مجرد النفي.
And likewise just the simple just the negating something itself.
ليس مدحا.
Is not a praise.
ما لم يتضمن هذا النفي.
So long as there is not connected to this negation.
إثبات كمال ضده.
The affirmation of the perfection of what's opposite of it.
لذلك يقال.
Due to this it is stated.
الضعيف لا يظلم.
That the one who is weak he doesn't oppress, can't oppress.
والجدار لا يظلم.
And الجدار يعني.
الجدار.
A wall doesn't oppress.
لماذا الضعيف لا يظلم؟
Why is it that the person that is weak can't oppress?
لضعفه.
Due to his weakness.
هو إن هكذا مخالص بعد رح يظلم. ضعيف وما يستطيع يظلم.
So he doesn't have the ability. He can't oppress anyone.
ولماذا الجدار لا يظلم؟
So why is it that a wall can't oppress anyone?
لأن الجدار غير قابل للظلم.
That a wall is غير قابل. It is not susceptible to oppression. It can't oppress.
لو قال قائل
If a person were to say,
عندي جدار في الدار في بيتي لا يظلم أحدا.
He says, I have a wall in my house that doesn't oppress anyone.
لقال لا أجيبه وغير كل الجدار ما يظلم الجدار أصلا غير قابل للظلم.
He said, you will say that is all walls, none of them are susceptible to oppression.
والضعيف لا يظلم لأنه غير قادر على الظلم.
So the person who is weak doesn't oppress because he doesn't have the ability to oppress.
والجدار لا يظلم لأنه غير قابل للظلم.
And a wall doesn't oppress because it's not even susceptible to oppression.
الله عز وجل لا يظلم مثقال ذرة.
And Allah عز وجل, He doesn't oppress anything, even to the weight of an atom.
لا لأنه غير قادر على الظلم.
It's not because he doesn't have the ability to oppress.
ولا لأنه غير قابل للظلم.
It is not because he is not susceptible to oppression.
وإنما
it is only that.
لماذا لا يظلم؟
Why doesn't oppress?
لكمال عدله.
He doesn't oppress due to the perfection of his justice.
إذن الله عز وجل إذا نفع عن نفسه صفة.
Therefore Allah عز وجل, if he negates an attribute for himself.
يتضمن هذا النفي.
This negation it leads us to shows us.
إثبات صفة ضد الصفة التي نفاها.
It guarantees the. It affirms the opposite of the attribute in the perfection of it.
قال جل وعلا.
جل وعلا is stated.
ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا.
He hasn't taken a spouse or a child.
لا زوجة.
He doesn't have a wife.
ولا أولاد.
He doesn't have children.
نفى الله عن نفسه الصاحبة والولد.
Allah has negated for himself a spouse and children.
والقاعدة.
And the principle states.
كل نفي.
Every negation.
نفى الله عن نفسه.
That Allah has negated for himself.
تضمن.
This guarantees.
إثبات كمال.
The affirmation of the perfection of what is opposite than it.
فلماذا نفى الله عن نفسه؟
So why has Allah negated for himself?
الصاحب والولد الزوجة والأولاد لماذا؟
A spouse and a child, a wife and children.
ماذا يتضمن؟
What does this show us? What does this guarantee for us?
إذا ما فهمت ماذا يتضمن يعني ما فهمت الكلام ده قلته. لكمال وحدانيته.
This shows the perfection of his for lack of better terms, for his oneness.
ولكمالي
and the perfection of.
الآن الإنسان لماذا يتزوج؟
So why does a man marry?
بحاجة للزوجة.
Because he's in need of a wife.
ولماذا ينجب أولاد?
And how is he going to
بحاجة للأولاد.
Why does he bring about? He needs children.
الله عز وجل لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا.
And Allah عز وجل, He doesn't take a spouse, nor does He have offspring.
لأنه ليس بحاجة.
Because He has no need of this.
فماذا يعبر عنه ليس بحاجة? لكمال غنى.
So what do you say about the one who's not in need of this? This shows the perfection of his not being in need of anything.
لأنه غني.
Because he is al-ghani, rich, if you will, not in need.
كامل في غنى.
He is perfect. He is perfect and is not needing of anything.
لا يحتاج صاحبة ولا ولدا.
So he's not in need of a spouse or offspring.
إذا ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا.
So he hasn't taken a spouse, nor does he have offspring.
نفع عن نفسه الصاحب والولد.
He has negated for himself a spouse and offspring.
لكمال وحدانيته.
Due to the perfection, the completion of his وحدانية, his oneness.
ولكمال غنى.
And due to the perfection of his غنى, being rich, not in need of others.
طيب هل الآن فهمتم هذا؟
So now, have you all understood this?
سأجرب إن كنتم قد فهمتم أم لا.
So I'm gonna test you all out and see if you've understood or not.
فأذكر لكم ما نفاه الله عن نفسه.
So I'm going to recall to you what Allah has negated for himself.
وقولوا يتضمن إثبات ماذا.
And I'm gonna say to you that this guarantees the affirmation of what?
طيب ليس كمثله شيء.
There's nothing like him.
هذا نفي نفاه الله عن نفسه. ليس كمثله شيء.
This is there's nothing like him. He has negated this for himself. So what does this affirm?
ليس كمثله شيء.
And there is nothing like him.
سعيد شكلك متردد. أعرف الشخص أنا من عينيه. افتح عينيك.
هوبيا. لأن
الله الحي. لامن. ليس كمثله شيء.
There's nothing like him.
يا سبحان الله. الآن تجيبون من غير استئذان. ما أذت لكم كل واحد.
He said you answered, but you didn't seek permission.
حتى بعضكم كان يستأذن يوم شافه كذا قبل. ليس كمثله شيء.
There's nothing like him. This guarantees affirms what?
لكمال جميع صفاته.
This shows the perfection of all of his attributes.
جميع صفات الله عز وجل ما يماثل أحد.
All the attributes of Allah, there are none that resemble them.
لكمال صفاته كلها.
So due to the perfection of all of his attributes in entirety.
لذلك نفى الله عن نفسه المثيل فقال ليس كمثله شيء.
Due to this, Allah negated for himself that there is nothing like him.
والآن في سؤال جديد.
Now we have a new question.
الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل.
لا يماثل المخلوقين.
He doesn't resemble the creation.
أم المخلوقون لا يماثلون الله.
As for the creation, do they resemble Allah?
هل في فرق بين الله عز وجل؟
Is there a difference between Allah عز وجل?
لا يماثل أحدا من خلقه.
He doesn't resemble anything from the creation.
أو لا أحد من خلقه يماثله.
Or there's nothing from the creation that resembles him.
أو أن المعنى واحد.
Or is this one meaning? Is it different or is it the same?
الله عز وجل لا يماثل أحدا من خلقه.
الله عز وجل doesn't resemble any one of his creation.
الخلق لا أحد منهم يماثل الله.
And the create or is it the creation that none from them resembles Allah?
هي ولا بينهم فرق.
Is it what it is or is there a difference between the two?
المخلوقات لا يماثلون الله.
لكن الله يماثل المخلوقات. The creation does resemble Allah, but Allah.
أشوف هذا الأحمر. أنتأكد من عقيدته منين جاي هذا؟ المخلوقات لا تماثل الله والله يماثل المخلوقات
هذا الجواب اسمه
حفظ اختار الثاني اتاكد منه اعيد السؤال
repeat the question
بالاعاده افاده
if there's benefit in repeating
والتكرار يفهم الشطار
and in repeating something increases the intelligence and understanding
الله عز وجل لا يماثل احدا من خلقه
الله عز وجل he doesn't resemble anything from the creation
لا أحد من الخلق يماثل الله.
Or is it that nothing from the creation resembles Allah?
أي الجملتين هي الصحيحة؟
Which one of these two is correct?
وهل بينهما فرق؟
Is there a difference between the two?
كلاهما صحيح. ما الفرق بينهما؟ يقول كلاهما صحيح. ما الفرق بينهما؟
He's saying they're both the same.
نعم. إذا قلنا المخلوق يماثل الله فيها تمثيل وإذا قلنا الخالق يماثل المخلوق فيها تمثيل إذا تتراجع عن جوابك نفس المعنى لا كنت صح والآن خطأت نفسك طيب الآن أريد أضرب لكم مثلا
so I want to strike an example for you now
أو أضرب لكم مثلين
well, I'll give you two examples
للبيان أن هناك فرق بين تمثيل الخالق والمخلوق وتمثيل المخلوق بالخالق.
To clarify to you that there's
تمثيل الخالق بالمخلوق.
No. That there's difference between the creator being resembled to the creation.
وتمثيل المخلوق بالخالق.
And the creation being resembled to the creator.
لما قال اليهود.
When the Jews stated.
إن الله فقير.
Surely Allah is فقير. Poor.
انتبه معي هنا للحركة. إن الله فقير.
Is that surely Allah is faqir, poor.
إن الله فقير.
You see? He's saying, pay attention to where he's pointing.
Allah, هنا لما قال اليهود إن الله فقير.
When he said, pay attention to where he's pointing, and he said, Allah, certainly Allah is faqir, poor.
ماذا فعلوا إن الله فقير.
What are they doing? Certainly Allah is faqir.
مثل الخالق بالمخلوق.
They have resembled the creator to the creation.
صح مثل الخالق بالمخلوق.
Is this correct? They have resembled the creator to the creation.
طيب لما قال اليهود.
These are the Jews.
لما قال النصارى.
When the Christians stated.
عيسى بن مريم.
عيسى بن مريم.
إله.
Is a deity.
عيسى بن مريم.
عيسى بن مريم.
إله.
Is a deity.
فماذا فعلوا?
Then what did they do here?
مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
They resembled the creation to the creator.
فالذي يجعل صفات الله عز وجل كصفات المخلوق.
So the one who makes the attributes of Allah resembling the attributes of the creation.
هذا مثل الخالق بالمخلوق.
This person has resembled the creator to the creation.
والذي يصف المخلوق بصفات الله عز وجل.
And the one who describes the creation with the attributes of Allah عز وجل.
هذا مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
This one has resembled the creation to the creator.
والله عز وجل لا يشبه أحدا من خلقه.
And Allah عز وجل there is nothing from his creation that resembles him.
ولا يشبه أحد من الخلق.
And nothing from the creation resembles him.
الآن سأقول لكم مثالا.
So now, can I tell you an example?
وقولوا أنتم هل هذا تمثيل خالق بالمخلوق؟
And you are going to tell me this is resembling the creator to the creation?
أم تمثيل المخلوق بالخالق?
Or resembling the creation to the creator?
من قال الأولياء يعلمون الغيب?
Whoever says that the awliya, the saints, know the unseen.
من قال إن الأولياء يعلمون الغيب.
So whoever says that the saints know the unseen.
هل هذا مثل الخالق بالمخلوق أم مثل المخلوق بالخالق?
Is this resembling the creator to the creation or the creation to the creator?
مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
They resemble the creation to the creator.
طيب. Good. من عبد الأصنام.
Whoever worships idols.
هل مثل الخالق بالمخلوق أم المخلوق بالخالق?
Have they resembled the creator to the creation or the creation to the creator?
مثل الخالق بالمخلوق. المخلوق بالخالق.
They resemble the creation to the creator.
مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
They resemble the creation to the creator.
الذي يعبد الأصنام.
The one who worships idols.
أعطاهم الألوهية.
They have given him divinity.
والألوهية صفة من?
And divinity is an attribute of who?
صفة الله وحده.
It's an attribute of Allah by himself.
هو الإله الحق.
He is the deity in truth.
فمن جعل مخلوقا.
So whoever makes something from the creation.
إلها حق يستحق العبادة.
The true deity that deserves worship.
فقد مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
Then he has resembled the creation to the creator.
وإذاك الكفار يوم القيامة.
Due to this, the kuffar on the day of resurrection.
إذا دخلوا النار.
When they enter into the fire of hell.
قالوا وهم متحسرون على أنفسهم.
قالوا
وهم متحسرون على أنفسهم. نادمون.
They're going to be remorseful, regretting their own selves.
ماذا يقولون?
What are they going to say?
يقول تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين.
They're going to swear by Allah that they were in clear misguidance.
لماذا? قالوا إذ نسويكم الأصنام إذ نسويكم برب العالمين.
And they're going to say when we resemble, made you these idols equal to the Lord of all in existence.
طيب. من قال?
Whoever says.
يد الله مغلولة.
The hand of Allah is مغلولة. يعني
بخيل.
That Allah is his hand. He's stingy.
هل هذا مثل الخالق والمخلوق أم المخلوق والخالق?
Is this resembling the creator to the creation or the creation to the creator?
مثل الخالق والمخلوق. ها? مثل الخالق. إيه فهذا ماذا? مثل الخالق المخلوق ولا المخلوق بالخالق؟ ها ما في خوف لا في خوف ها يلا الذي يقول يد الله مغلولة.
The one who says that Allah is hand distant.
مثل الخالق بالمخلوق.
He has resembled the creator to the creation.
الله الغني جل وعلا.
Allah is the all sufficient جل وعلا.
مثله بالمخلوق الذي يده مغلول البخيل.
He is described or he's resembled to the creation who the creation is stingy.
واضح الآن?
Is it clear now?
طيب. الذين يقولون.
Those who say.
الملائكة بنات الله.
The angels are the daughters of Allah.
ماذا فعلوا?
What have they done?
الملائكة بنات الله.
The angels are the daughters of Allah.
مثل الخالق بالمخلوق.
They resemble the creator to the creation.
ما الذي يولد له وينجب بنات?
Who is the one that gives birth to children?
من? المخلوق.
The creation.
فذا قالوا الله عز له بنات له
so
بنات.
ما فيش
ملائكة بنات الله معناهم يجعله كالمخلوق.
If you say Allah عز وجل that he has daughters, angels are the daughters of Allah, then you have made him like the creation.
والله عز وجل ليس كمثله شيء.
And Allah عز وجل there is nothing like him.
لا يشابه أحدا من خلقه.
He doesn't resemble anyone from the creation.
ولا يشابهه أحد من خلقه.
And no one from the creation resembles him.
إذن لماذا ليس كمثله شيء?
So why is it that there is nothing like him?
لكمال جميع صفاته.
This is due to the perfection of all of his attributes. So he is not overtaken by sleep nor slumber. Due to the completion, the perfection of his life. He possesses all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. In creation, is sovereignty and how it is disposed of.
قال له ما في السماوات والأرض فقدم له يفيد الحصر له وحده. ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
So he says this لهما في السماوات. This saying in the heavens here, he is حصر. He's constricting this, that all this is for him.
لم يقل ما في السماوات وما في الأرض لله وإنما قال له ما في السماوات فقدم الجار المجرور يفيد الحصر له وحده لا لأحد سواه ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
So the preposition or prepositional phrase here comes first, and when it comes first, it constricts what's said after that to it. So all this is for Allah alone by Himself.
من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه؟
So who is
من هذا استفهام النفي يعني لا أحد يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه والشفاعة التوسط الغير في جلب نفع أو دفع ضر.
So
من ذا الذي استفهام للنفي يعني لا أحد.
نعم. So there is no one. There was no one that can intercede. And this intercession here is when you have some type of intermediary to bring about benefit or deflect harm.
والجواب لا أحد يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه.
نعم. And there is no one that can intercede except by Allah's permission.
إلا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يشفع من غير إذن الله.
Except for the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he went to see without Allah's permission.
صحيح. حتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد يستأذن.
Even the Prophet Muhammad, he has to seek permission.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يستأذن.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has to seek permission.
نعم. لا أحد يشفع عند الله إلا بعد إذنه.
There is no one that they can see with the law except after his permission.
طيب. قلنا من ذا الذي سؤال استفهام.
So we said who is the one that this is a question.
والمراد به النفي يعني لا أحد.
In the intent here there is negation that there is no one.
والقاعدة.
And the principle.
أن النفي.
That the negation.
يتضمن.
Guarantees.
إثبات.
The affirmation.
كمال ضده.
Of the perfection of what is opposite in it.
فماذا هنا نستفيد الفائدة التي أثبتها الله لنفسه. أنه لا أحد يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه.
So there is no one that intercede with Allah except by His permission.
لكمالي.
From the principle here. This is due to the perfection of.
وراكم وراكم هذه القاعدة. لكمالي. أحسن. لكمال سلطانه. فلذلك ما في حد يستطيع. يتقدم ويشفع هكذا من غير أن يستأذن.
This is
كمال سلطانه.
This is due to the perfection of his authority. There is no one that can do anything like this, intercede so with his permission.
ولذلك حتى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم,
even the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم,
إذا أراد أن يشفع للناس,
if he wants to intercede for the people,
فإنه يسجد تحت العرش.
Then he will prostrate under the throne.
ويحمد الله ويسبحه.
And he will praise Allah and glorify him.
ويفتح الله عليه من المحامد ما لا يحسنه في الدنيا يحمد الله ويثني عليه.
And he's going to it's going to be open up for him to praise Allah in a fashion that that wasn't done in the life of this world.
حتى يأذن الله له بالشفاعة.
And to the point that he seeks this permission of Allah for the shafa'ah. So it said to him, raise your head.
سل تعطى اشفع تشفع.
Ask, you will be given, ask for intercession and you will be allowed to intercede.
هل شفع قبل أن يستأذن؟
هل
يشفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل أن يستأذن؟
Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم intercede before he sought permission?
لا أحد يشفع بين يدي الله إلا بعد إذنه سبحانه وتعالى.
No, there was no one that can intercede in front of Allah except after having permission from Allah جل وعلا.
إذن لكمال سلطانه وجبروته وقدرته ما في أحد يستطيع أن يتكلم بين يدي الله إلا بعد أن يستأذن.
So due to the perfection of his authority and his capability and the vice, there's no one that can intercede except after seeking his permission.
وإلا بعد أن يأذن الله له.
And it can only be done after Allah has permitted him to do so.
وإذن الله بالشفاعة هذا أحد شرطي الشفاعة.
And the permission of Allah for the intercession is actually one of the conditions of shafa'ah, of intercession.
وللشفاعة شرط آخر.
And intercession, shafa'ah, has another condition.
وهو الرضا.
And it is رضا, pleasure.
فلا أحد يشفع بين يدي الله عز وجل.
So there is no one that can intercede with Allah in front of Allah عز وجل.
إلا بعد إذنه ورضاه.
Except after he has permitted it and he is pleased with that.
إذا لم يكن راضيا.
If he's not pleased with that.
عن فلان أن يشفع فلن يشفع.
If he's not pleased with so-and-so interceding, then he won't intercede.
إذا لم يكن راضيا.
If he is not pleased.
يشفع لفلان فلن يشفع.
If he's not pleased with this person interceding for whoever, then this person won't intercede for him.
وقد جمع الله عز وجل هذين الشرطين.
And Allah has gathered these two conditions.
في قوله جل وعلا.
In his statement جل وعلا.
وكم من ملك في السماوات.
And how many are the angels in the heavens?
لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا.
That they are
لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا.
That their intercession it doesn't benefit them at all.
إلا من بعد أن يأذن الله لمن شاء ويرضى.
Except that they have been permitted and Allah is pleased with that. So you have the permission and pleasure.
وقال جل وعلا إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا.
except for the one who Ar-Rahman is pleased with, إلا الذي
ورضي له قولا.
In Allah is pleased with him.
رضى الله عز عمن
the pleasure of Allah with who?
عن الشافع ليشفع.
With the one who is interceding for.
وعن المشفوع له يرضى الله أن يشفع له.
And the one who's being interceded for, he is given permission to intercede for him.
فمثلا الله عز وجل لا يرضى الأصنام أن تشفع.
So Allah عز وجل he is
لا يرضى الأصنام أن تشفع.
Now, Allah is not pleased with idols interceding.
والكفار ماذا كانوا يفعلون؟
And the kuffar, what did they do?
يعبدون الأصنام.
They worship idols.
ويقولون.
And they say
هؤلاء
these
شفعاؤنا
are our intercessors
عند الله.
With Allah.
الله عز وجل يقول قل الشفاعة لله جميعا.
Allah عز وجل يقول
الشفاعة قل لله الشفاعة جميعا.
And Allah عز وجل says that all of it is for Allah, this intercession.
الله عز وجل لا يرضى أن الأصنام تشفع.
Allah is not pleased with these idols interceding.
ولو أراد أحد أن يشفع,
and if a person wanted to intercede,
والله عز راض عنه,
and Allah is pleased with him,
لكن أراد أن يشفع لمن لا يستحق الشفاعة, فالله لا يرضى.
But he wants to intercede for someone who is not deserving of the intercession, Allah is not pleased with him.
قال جل وعلا عن الكفار,
Allah عز وجل stated about the kuffar,
فما تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين.
The intercession of the intercessor doesn't benefit.
إذن لابد من إذن الله عز وجل ورضاه.
So you have to have permission of Allah and His pleasure for the شفاعة, the intercession.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفه.
He knows that which is before them and that which is after them, coming towards them.
أي أن الله عز وجل علمه محيط بكل شيء.
Then Allah عز وجل, His knowledge encompasses everything.
علمه محيط بما مضى.
He is knowledge of that which is past.
وما سيأتي,
and that which is going to come.
وهذا من كمال علم الله عز وجل.
And this is due to the perfection of the knowledge of Allah عز وجل.
أنه يعلم ما كان.
That He knows everything that was.
ويعلم ما يكون.
He knows what is.
ويعلم ما سيكون.
And He knows what is going to be.
تذكر حركة يدي هذه.
So and look, remind, pay attention to these moves I'm making with my hand.
ربما سألك بعد قليل.
So you might repeat it after a while.
دم تسليم يا مصطفى. إذن الله عز وجل يعلم ما كان.
So Allah knows what was.
ويعلم ما يكون.
He knows what is.
ويعلم ما سيكون.
He knows what is going to be.
ويعلم ما لا يكون.
He knows what is not going to be.
الشيء الذي لن يكون الله يعلمه.
And the thing that is not going to be, Allah has knowledge of it.
ويعلم ما لا يكون لو كان كيف يكون. ترجمة.
And he knows if it wasn't going to occur, He still knows how it would occur.
الشيء الذي لن يكون.
الشيء الذي
لن يكون.
Something that doesn't exist, that doesn't happen.
لو كان, لو فرض أنه يكون.
If it was going to happen.
الله يعرف, يعلم كيف هو.
Allah has knowledge of how it would be.
يعلم ما كان.
He knows what was.
ويعلم ما يكون.
He knows what is.
ويعلم ما سيكون.
He knows what is going to be.
ويعلم ما لا يكون.
And He knows what is not going to be.
ويعلم ما لا يكون لو كان كيف يكون.
And He knows what is not going to be, if it were to be, how it would be.
لكن علشان مصطفى.
But مصطفى.
احفظها باختصار.
He says,
إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
That Allah is knowledge of all things. Summarized version of this.
أنا sleep. إن الله بكل شيء عليم. هذا يكفي أن تعلم بأن الله بكل شيء عليم.
It's sufficient to know that Allah has knowledge of all things.
لكن إذا عرفت هذه التفصيلات.
But if you know these details.
يزيد إيمانك بمعرفتك لله عز وجل.
It increases your iman and knowledge of Allah عز وجل.
أنه يعلم ما كان ما مضى.
That He knows what was.
لما دعا موسى عليه السلام فرعون.
When Musa, when he went to go call فرعون.
وأخبره بأن الله سيحاسبه يوم القيامة وأن في عذاب وفي عذاب وفي جنة وفي نار.
And he informed the فرعون that Allah is going to take him to account and that it's going to be jannah and hellfire and day of resurrection and the likes.
كأن فرعون يقول يعني هل أنا وحدي الذي سيحصل هذا الشيء.
And is that فرعون was saying, is it just me by myself that's going to go through this?
في ناس كثير غيري سواء كثير.
There are many people other than me.
فقال فرعون.
So فرعون stated.
فما بال القرون الأولى أمم. فما بال القرون الأولى.
So what's the situation with those previous nations?
قال موسى عليه السلام.
موسى عليه السلام stated.
علمها عند ربي.
The knowledge of them is with my Lord.
لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. لا يخطئ ولا يذهل عن شيء من معلومات.
Allah does
لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى.
Allah doesn't he doesn't make errors, nor does he forget.
علمها عند ربي في كتاب. يعني كل ما مضى كله عند الله في كتاب. لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. لا يخطئ. ولا يذهل عن علم يعلمه ينساه أبدا علمها عند ربي في كتابه.
All these things are with Allah in His book, and there is nothing that He has forgotten, and that He has in written everything, and He has knowledge of all these things in entirety.
ويعلم ما يكون.
He knows what is.
ما هو واقع الآن يعلمه الله عز وجل.
What occurs in the present tense now, he knows about.
المنافقون في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The hypocrites during the era of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يتآمرون. يتآمرون
دي يتآمرون
يتناجون يتناجون يعني يتكلم بعضهم بسر يتكلم بعضهم سرا
يتناجون they would whisper to one another
ويخفون في أنفسهم
and they would conceal inside of themselves
ويظن أن الله لا يعلم
and they thought that Allah didn't have knowledge of it
فالله عز فضحهم.
So Allah, He like exposed them.
أنتم تقولون كذا وتقولون كذا.
That you're saying this and you're saying that.
وتفعلون كذا وتفعلون كذا.
And you all do this and you all do that.
وتبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول عندكم الشاء الله لا يرضيها في نفوسكم تتكلمون بها.
And that these things that Allah is not pleased with that you all are saying, Allah has knowledge of it.
يستخفون من الناس.
They conceal it, hide it from the people.
ولا يستخفون من الله.
But they can't hide from Allah.
وهو معهم.
And he is with them.
فالله عز يعلم ما يكون.
So Allah عز وجل, He knows what is happening.
ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم.
And He said, there is no gathering of three except that He is the fourth of them.
ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم.
And there's no gathering of five except that He is the sixth of them.
ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم.
And there is nothing, no gathering less or more than that except that He is with them.
أي أن علمه جل وعلا محيط معهم بهم.
That his knowledge, this means that his knowledge of Allah عز وجل encompasses all of them.
وقال في بداية الآية ألم ترى أن الله يعلم.
In the beginning of the verse, he said, "Do you all not know that Allah يعلم, that He knows, has knowledge?"
فالكلام عن علم الله عز وجل. ألم ترى أن الله يعلم.
So what's being spoken about here is the knowledge of Allah. Do you all not know or see that Allah has knowledge, that He knows?
ما في السماء والأرض.
What is in the heavens and the earth?
ما يكون من نجوى.
There is no gathering.
ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم.
Of three, except that He is the fourth of them.
ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم.
Nor five, except that He is the sixth of them.
ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم.
And there is nothing less than that or greater than that except that He is with them.
أينما كانوا.
Regardless of how they are, wherever they are.
ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة.
Then you inform them of what, then He will inform them about what they've done on their resurrection.
إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Surely Allah has knowledge of all things.
فبدأ الآية بالعلم.
So the verse begins with knowledge.
ألم ترى أن الله يعلم.
But do you not see that Allah knows?
وختم الآية بالعلم.
And Allah ended the verse with علم, knowledge.
إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Surely Allah has knowledge of all things.
فدل أن معية الله عز وجل.
So this indicates that the معية of Allah عز وجل.
معية علم. الله بكل شيء عليم.
That how He is with us, this with us is by His knowledge. Meaning that He has knowledge of all things.
فالله عز وجل يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. يعلم ما كان وما يكون.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He knows that which is that was already passed concerning them, and He knows that it's going to come. He knows what was and what is.
ويعلم ما سيكون.
And He knows what is going to be.
فقد قال الله عز وجل سيقول السفهاء.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says قد
قال سيقول السفهاء.
He says that they're going to be سفهاء, that they're going to be foolish.
فقالوا كما أخبر الله عنهم.
The simpletons will say.
لما قال سيقول السفهاء قالوا لحد ما قالوا بعد. قال سيقول السفهاء ثم قالوا فيعلم ما سيقولون فقال سيقول السفهاء.
That Allah is informing that they are going to be simpletons, people that are foolish.
ويقول الله سيقول الأعراب.
And ويقول الله
سيقول الأعراب.
And and Allah Azza He says that they will say.
فقالوا كما قال الله عنهم سيقولون فقالوا.
And that whatever it is that He says is going to happen is going to happen, they will say it.
فهذا دليل.
So this is an evidence.
على أن الله يعلم ما سيكون.
That Allah has knowledge of what is going to occur.
ويقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And Allah تبارك وتعالى He states.
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب.
The hands of Abu Lahab are perished.
قال عنه سيصلى نارا ذات لهب. سيصلى في المستقبل نارا ذات لهب.
That he's going to be entered into the fire. This is it's telling in the future that he's going to be entered into the fire.
فكيف نعرف من هذه الآية؟
So how do we know from this verse?
بأن الله يعلم ما سيكون.
That Allah has knowledge of what is going to occur.
يلا كيف؟
How?
لو أسلم. بارك الله. لما أخبر بأنه سيصل نار ذات لهب.
That he informed that he's going to be entered to the fire of hell.
معناه أنه سيبقى على الكفر ويموت على الكفر ولن يؤمن.
Meaning that he's going to remain upon kufr, die upon kufr, and he's not going to break Islam.
ما استطاع أبو لهب.
أبو لهب did he have is not able, doesn't have the ability.
ولا زوجته.
Nor his wife.
أن يكذب الله عز وجل.
To deny Allah عز وجل.
ويدخل الإسلام.
And enter into Islam.
لأن الله عز يعلم.
Because Allah عز وجل knows.
بأن هؤلاء سيبقون على الكفر فأخبر عما سيكون في المستقبل فوقع كما أخبر الله.
Allah عز وجل had knowledge that they're going to remain upon kufr, die upon that, and what Allah informed of is going to happen, enter into the fire.
لأن الله يعلم ما سيكون.
Because Allah has knowledge of what is going to occur.
ويعلم الله عز ما لا يكون.
And Allah عز وجل has knowledge of what will not occur.
الشيء الذي لن يكون الله يعلمه.
The things that will not occur, Allah has knowledge of it.
فيعلم الله تبارك وتعالى بأن الناس لن يرجعوا إلى الدنيا.
So Allah عز وجل has knowledge that people will not return back to the life of this world.
ويعلم الله عز وجل لو رجعوا إلى الدنيا هؤلاء الكفار.
And Allah عز وجل has knowledge that of that if these kuffar were to return back to the life of this world.
كيف سيكون حالهم؟
How their state will be if they were to return back to the life of this world.
الله عز وجل يقول ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه.
So Allah عز وجل he mentions that if they were to return back to life of this world, they would go back to what they were doing before.
هل الكفار يوم القيامة سيرجعون الدنيا؟
The kuffar on their resurrection, are they going to come back to the life of this world?
لن يرجعوا إلى قامة القيامة ما في رجوع للدنيا.
They're not going to come back to the life of this world. There's no coming back after the day of resurrection.
الله يعلم أنهم لو ردوا ما لا يحصل يعلم الله نتيجته.
Allah عز وجل he knows those things that would not occur if they were to happen, what the end result would be of that.
وهذا معنى لا يعلم ما لا يكون.
And this is the meaning of what will not occur.
ولو كان الذي لا يكون لو كان.
And if it were to and if what were not to occur were to occur.
يعلم الله كيف يكون.
Allah has knowledge of how it would occur.
هذا معنى أن الله يعلم ما كان.
This is what it means that Allah has knowledge of what was.
ويعلم ما يكون.
He has knowledge of what is.
ويعلم ما سيكون.
He has knowledge of what is going to be.
ويعلم ما لا يكون لو
And he has knowledge of what will not occur, and if it were to occur, he has knowledge of how it would occur.
وجامع هذا كله أن نقول,
and we can comprise all of this by saying,
إن الله بكل شيء,
that certainly Allah, with everything He is,
عليم,
عليم, He has knowledge of all things.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم, ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. الله يعلم كل شيء.
So. And there's no one that can accomplish his knowledge.
الله يعلم كل شيء.
Allah has knowledge of all things.
بينما الخلق
between the creation.
لا يعلمون إلا ما علمهم الله.
In the creation here, they only have knowledge of what Allah granted them knowledge of.
الله بكل شيء محيط بعلمه.
Allah encompasses everything by His knowledge.
وأما الخلق فلا يحيطون إلا بما شاء. الذي يشاء الله يعلمهم فقط.
As for the creation, they can only have knowledge of what Allah granted them. Only what Allah grants them, they can have knowledge of.
حتى الملائكة.
Even the angels.
حتى الأنبياء والمرسلون.
Even the prophets and the messengers.
جميع البشر, جميع الإنس والجن.
All of mankind and the jinn.
لا يحيطون بشيء من علم الله عز وجل.
They can't encompass anything of the knowledge of Allah عز وجل.
إلا بما شاء وعلمهم.
Except for what He willed and taught them.
كما أنهم لا يحيطون بالله علما. لا يعرفون عن الله عن الله عز وجل.
Just as they do not know, have knowledge about Allah عز وجل.
إلا بما علمهم عن نفسه.
Except that which He informed them about Himself.
وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. الكرسي مخلوق من مخلوقات الله.
The kursi is a creation from the creations of Allah, and it extends over and beyond the heavens and the earth.
فسره ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما.
Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he explained it.
بأنه موضع قدمي الرب سبحانه وتعالى.
That it is the place where Allah places His foot, جل وعلا.
موضع قدمي الرب.
That it is the place where the place of the قدمي. It is the place of the two feet of our Lord.
وهل لله قدمان؟
And does our Lord have two feet?
استغفر الله. هل لله قدمان؟
استغفر الله. Does Allah have two feet?
استغفر الله. هل لله قدمان؟ استغفر الله. هل لله قدمان؟
Does Allah have two feet?
نعم لله قدمان. إيش؟
Yes. Allah has two feet. What's the problem with it?
يليق بالله عز وجل.
They're befitting to Allah عز وجل. Befitting His Majesty.
المخلوقات لهم أقدام.
The creation, they have feet.
وهي تختلف بعضها عن بعض.
And they differ one of them to the other.
فما المانع أن يكون لله قدم؟ فما المانع أن يكون
لله قدم؟ So what prevents Allah from having a foot?
وتليق بالله سبحانه وتعالى.
And it being befitting Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ونحن لم نقل لله قدم.
And what?
ونحن لم نقل لله قدم.
And we're not saying that Allah has a foot.
إلا لما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بذلك.
Except that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us of that.
لا يسعنا حينئذ أن نكذب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So it's not appropriate here that we lie and deny the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولا أن نتوقف ولا أن نتردد.
And we don't halt. We don't halt and we don't have doubt. Go back and forth.
في إثبات ما أثبت الله لنفسه.
In affirming what Allah has affirmed for Himself.
وأثبت له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته.
And what the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has affirmed in His Sunnah.
والقدم صفة كمال لله عز وجل.
And the foot is an attribute of perfection of Allah عز وجل.
كما أن المخلوق صفة كمال.
Just as a creation of perfection of their attributes is that they have a foot.
فالإنسان بقدم أكمل من غير قدم.
So a person who has a foot is more complete than a person who doesn't have a foot.
من منكم يتمنى
which one of you wishes
أن يرزقه الله ولدا من غير قدمين.
That Allah will give you a child that doesn't have two feet.
كأنه سمكة.
As though he's a fish.
أحد يتمنى هذا.
Do one of you want this?
لماذا?
Why not?
لا تتمنوا ذلك. لماذا?
Why? You don't want this. Why?
لأن الإنسان بقدمين أكمل من غير قدمين.
Because a person that has two feet is more complete and perfect than one who does not have two feet.
القدم صفة كمال أصلا.
So the foundation with this is that feet is an attribute of perfection.
ثم من الذي أعطى الإنسان قدمين?
And who is the one that is given this person these two feet?
الله عز وجل.
الله عز وجل.
والقدمان صفة كمال.
And these two feet, they are attributes of perfection.
فالله أولى بالكمال.
So Allah has more right over perfection.
لأن معطي كمال هو أولى به.
Because the one that is given perfection, he has more right over.
الله عز وجل من كماله.
So Allah عز وجل from his perfection.
أن له قدمين.
That he has two feet.
والذي أخبر بذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the one who informed us of this is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وفي صحيح البخاري.
And in صحيح البخاري.
الذي هو صح كتب السنة.
That is the most authentic of the books of the Sunnah.
ثبت الحديث الصحيح.
It is established in an authentic hadith.
أن النار ما زال يلقى فيها والعياذ بالله يلقى فيها النار.
That the fire, it won't people won't cease to be thrown into it.
وتقول هل من مزيد?
And he's going to say, are there any more?
حتى يضع.
Until he places.
رب العزة فيها قدمه.
The Rabb of Izzah places his foot.
فتقول قد قد أو قد قد.
And he's going to say, enough.
يعني كفاني.
This is enough for me. It's too much for me.
فهذه القدم العظيمة.
So this tremendous foot.
لله عز وجل.
Belongs to Allah عز وجل.
يضعها في النار.
He places it on the fire of hell.
وفي رواية يضع رجله.
And in a narration he places his his leg.
فتقول كفاني
foot.
فتقول قد كفاني.
Then the fire is going to say enough. This is too much for me.
قد أخبرناكم بالأمس أحاديث عن النار.
And yesterday we were speaking about the fire of hell.
وأن يؤتى بها.
And it is going to be brought.
لها 70,000 زمام.
It has 70,000 chains.
ويمسك بكل زمام.
And every individual chain will be held by
70,000 ملك.
70,000 angels.
ومقعد الكافر الواحد في النار.
And the place, the area of one kafir in the fire of hell.
كما بين مكة والمدينة.
Is like the distance between Mecca and Medina, just one area of a kafir in the fire.
كم كافر فيها?
How many kuffar will be in it?
من يأجوج ومأجوج.
From يأجوج ومأجوج, Gog and Magog.
فقط.
Only them.
999 يقابل واحد من بقية البشر. 999
وواحد
من بقية البشر.
And one from the rest of the people.
كل الكفار.
All of them are kuffar.
من يهود ونصارى ومجوس ومشركون ووثنيون وعباد نار وعباد بقر كل هؤلاء.
From the Jews and the Christians, those who worship idols and cows and those who worship whatever they worship.
في النار.
In the fire of hell.
ويجوج ومأجوج.
And in the Gog and Magog. يجوز ماجوز
مقابل كل واحد من بقية البشر مثله 999 يجوز ماجوز.
And the comparison between for everyone is like comparing it to 999 from يجوز and ماجوز.
ومقعد الواحد منهم
in the place of one of them
كما بين مكة والمدينة
is like the distance between مكة and مدينة.
ويلقى فيها من الإنس والجن. يلقى فيها من الإنس والجن.
And it will be thrown into this fire of mankind and jinn.
وكلما قالها الله عز وجل هل امتلأتي.
And every time Allah عز وجل states
هل امتلأتي.
Have you been filled up yet?
Full. تقول هل من مزيد.
He's going to say the fire of hell is going to say, do you have any more?
Yeah, عميقة, هاوية, عميقة جدا.
It's depth. It has much depth. It's very deep.
سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم وجبة صوت.
With the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard a loud noise, a loud bang.
قال تدرون شوي.
آمين.
قال تدرون ما هذا؟
She said, do you all know what this is?
قال الله ورسوله أعلم.
He said, Allah and His Messenger knows best.
قال هذا صوت حجر.
He said, this is the sound of a stone.
That
it was falling in the fire of hell for 70 autumns. And it didn't touch the bottom of it, track the bottom of it until right now. Then this is the fire of hell is something that is very large and will seek Allah's refuge. That the mankind and the jinn, all of them will be entered into it and he's going to ask for more. Until Allah Azza wa Jal places his foot upon it. And then the narration is qadam, his foot.
قد.
And he's going to say enough.
أليس هذا عظمة؟
Is this not something that is magnificent?
صفة كمال وجلال.
An attribute of perfection perfection and enlightenment.
لا يسع المؤمن إلا أن يؤمن بما أخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the believer he has to affirm what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم brought.
أهل البدع قالوا.
The people of innovation they say.
حتى يضع رجله.
Until he places his foot.
يعني يضع جماعة يخلقهم ويدخلهم النار.
Meaning that he's going to take a group of individuals of the creation and place them to the fire of hell.
قالوا كما يقال رجل من نحل يعني مجموعة من نحل.
As it said, a gather of in nahl, a group of bees. As I said, a group of bees.
فيقولون الله يخلق خلقا ويدخلهم النار.
So it's going to say that Allah is going to bring about this creation and put them into the fire of hell.
فالمراد برجله يعني بخلق يخلقهم ويدخلهم النار.
So they say that his foot here means a group of his creation that he's going to place into the fire of hell.
والمراد بقدمه يعني قوم يقدمهم للنار.
And the meaning of foot here is like a group of people that he's going to place into the fire of hell.
فوصف الله عز بالظلم.
So they have described Allah Azza wa Jal with oppression.
يخلق خلقا.
He creates a creation.
من غير اختبار ولا ابتلاء.
Without testing them, without testing them.
ولا ذنب ولا معصية.
And they don't have any sins and disobedience on them.
يخلقهم ويدخلهم النار.
That he's going to create them and put them into the fire of hell.
لماذا هذا القول؟
Why this statement?
للهروب.
In order to fight.
حتى لا يثبت لله صفة القدم والرجل. لا يثبت لله صفة القدم.
So to fight and struggle so that the foot of Allah is not affirmed for him as an attribute of his.
سبحان الله مع أن صفة الرجل والقدم كمال.
سبحان الله while we stated about the foot of Allah that is an attribute of perfection.
والإنسان بقدم أكمل من الإنسان بغير قدم.
And the man who has a foot is better than the one who doesn't have a foot.
وما يضرهم لو قالوا لله قدم ورجل.
And وما يضر
ما يضرهم.
And this doesn't harm them.
قالوا إذا قلنا لله قدم.
And
إذا قلنا لله رجل قدم.
If we say that Allah has a foot.
مثلنا بالمخلوق لأن المخلوق الذي هو له قدم.
Then we have resembled him to the creation because the creation has a foot.
قال لهم السنة وإذا قلتم ليس لله قدم. قالهم أهل السنة وإذا قلتم ليس لله قدم.
And أهل السنة they say that if he doesn't have a foot.
مثلته بالمخلوق الذي ليس له قدم.
You resembled him to the creation who doesn't have a foot.
فالمخلوقات منها بقدم ومنها بغير قدم.
So from the creation of those who have a foot and those who do not have a foot.
أن قلتم له قدم.
If you say he has a foot.
واعتقدتم أن يلزم منه أن يكون مواصل المخلوقين.
And it necessitates that he's like one of the creation.
إذن ليس له قدم أيضا يماثل المخلوقات التي ليس لها قدم.
And if you say that now that he doesn't have a foot, then you have resembled to him to those that do not have feet.
فما العمل؟
So what do we do?
العمل أن نثبت الله ما أثبت لنفسه.
So what we do is we affirm what Allah has affirmed for himself.
وأثبت له رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته الصحيحة.
And what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has affirmed in his authentic sunnah.
على الوجه اللائق بالله ولا يماثل المخلوقين.
In a manner befitting the majesty, and it doesn't resemble the creation.
ثم أن المخلوقات.
Then the creation.
لها صفات.
They have attributes.
ولا تتماثل.
And their attributes themselves don't resemble one another.
فالفيل له رجل.
So an elephant it has a leg or a foot.
والإنسان له رجل.
And a man has a leg or a foot.
والبعوضة لها رجل.
And a fly has a leg or foot.
هل هذه الأرجل المتماثلة؟
Do all these resemble one another?
مع أن الفيل مخلوق.
While the field, the elephant is created.
والإنسان مخلوق.
And a person is created.
والبعوضة مخلوقة.
And this بعوضة, this fly is created.
وهي مخلوقات ولا تتماثل.
And these are creations, and these are things from the creation. They themselves don't resemble one another. So how can a person think that the one who says that Allah has a foot, that this necessitates that he has to resemble the creation? The creation themselves, they don't resemble one another. But the creator and the creation resemble one another. One thing from the creation
تختلف إحدى رجليه عن الأخرى,
that one of his own feet may differ from the other
في شكلها, في قوتها,
in the way that it is proportioned in its strength that he has with it,
في وصفها هذه يمين وهذه شمال,
and when you describe it that this is right and that's his left.
إذا كان مخلوق واحد ذو رجلين,
if one individual who has two feet
تختلف إحداهما عن الأخرى,
one of them differs from the other.
لو أليس كذلك,
is this not the case,
لو دخل أحد إلى المستشفى ليجري عملية جراحية في إحدى ركبتين.
If a person had to enter into a hospital in order for some surgery to be performed on his ركبتين, his knees.
نعم. فقال الطبيب,
the doctor say,
نعمل عملية جراحية.
We're going to perform this operation.
في هذه أو هذه.
We're going to operate on this or that.
هذا ركبتك وهذا ركبتك.
This is your knee, that's your knee.
لقال اعترض المريض قال لا.
The person that asked ill is going to say no.
الإصابة بالركبة اليمين.
What's bothering me is in my right knee.
كيف تعمل العملية بالركبة الشمال؟
So why are you going to operate perform surgery on my left knee?
قال الطبيب.
The doctor will say.
هذا ركبتك وهذا ركبتك.
This is a knee and that's a knee.
لا فرق.
There's no difference.
قال المريض.
The one who's ill will say.
أخرجني أنت مجنون.
He says, leave me, you crazy.
فإذا كان المخلوق.
So if the creation himself.
تختلف إحدى رجليه عن الأخرى.
If one of his knees differs from the other.
فكيف يعتقد هذا المبتدع؟
So how can this مبتدع, this innovator believe?
أننا إذا آمنا بأن لله قدم ورجل.
The one who believes that Allah has a foot.
تماثل المخلوق.
That it resembles the creation.
بل الرجل الواحدة.
Even one foot itself.
يختلف شكلها وقوتها ولونها.
Its color, the way it's proportioned and its strength, it differs.
من مرحلة إلى أخرى.
From one stage of its life to another.
فأنت الآن رجلك هذه لما كنت طفلا.
So your foot now compared to when you were a baby.
هل كانت بهذا الحجم؟
Was it like the way it is now?
هل كانت بهذه القوة؟
Did it have the strength that it has now?
هل كانت بهذا اللون؟
Did it have the color that it has now?
الجواب لا, اختلفت في مرحلة النمو.
The answer is no, that it differs as you go through different stages of your life.
ولو رأيناك رجلا كبيرا.
ولو
رأينا رجلا كبيرا.
And if we were to see an elderly man.
يعجز عن أن يمشي برجليه.
That he didn't have the ability to walk on his two legs.
وقلنا له كيف كنت تمشي قبل 40 سنة؟
And we say, how did you walk from 40 years ago?
كان قال كنت شبابا وكنت أجري.
He said I was a youth and I was able to run.
لماذا تغيرت رجلك من قبل 40؟
He says now why has this changed now from 40 years ago?
قال السن هو أحكامه, أنا كبرت الآن.
He says you know, things have occurred, I'm older now.
أخذ شبابي وشباب غيري ما يمكن.
He says
أخذ زماني وزمان غيري ما يمكن. صعب, ما فوت المشكلة, خليه مش مهمة هذه. نعم.
المهم, the point here,
أن الصفة في الإنسان,
that the description of a person,
تختلف من زمن إلى آخر.
The person himself, it changes from stage to stage in his life.
كيف يعتقد هؤلاء؟
So how can these individuals believe,
أننا إذا أثبتنا لله صفة,
that those who affirm for Allah one of his attributes,
يلزم منها تمثيل خالق المخلوق.
This necessitates that he is resembling Allah to his creation.
أبدا لا يلزم.
This never necessitates that.
بل الله على صفاته تليق به.
Rather, Allah has attributes that are befitting to Him.
والمخلوق صفاته تليق به.
And the creation are attributes that are befitting to them.
كما أن لله ذات.
Just as Allah has an essence.
لا تماثل ذوات المخلوقين.
That does not resemble the essence of the creation.
كذلك الله الصفات.
Likewise, He has attributes.
لا تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
That do not resemble the attributes of the creation.
فما يقال في ذات الله عز وجل يقال في صفات الله.
So that which is said about the attributes of Allah said about the attributes of the creation.
فإن قال قائل.
So if a person were to say,
لماذا يصف الله؟
Why did Allah describe
نفسه بصفات؟
Why did He describe Himself with attributes؟
نظيرها في المعنى موجود عند المخلوقين.
That that they seem to be comparable, yep. that they seem to be comparable to what the creation has. So he described himself with having a hand. He described himself with having a face. And he describes himself that he has a right. And he describes himself that he becomes angry. And he describes himself that he is pleased. The Prophet ﷺ described Allah as having 2 feet. And that he becomes joyous with the repentance of his servant. And in the reality, these are attributes that are present in the creation. So the creation, he has an eye. He has hearing and sight. He has a face. He has a hand. He has a foot. He becomes angry, wrathful. He becomes pleased. He becomes joyous and happy. These are attributes that the creation themselves have. So if Allah Azza wa Jal describes himself with these attributes that don't exist in the creation, so we don't have any doubt about what we affirm for Allah and don't affirm for Allah. So that we don't have like any objection to whether Allah has a hand or foot or legs. Allah Azza wa Jalla describes himself with attributes that the creation do not have. In place of anger and pleasure. And wrath and joy. If he were describing himself with attributes that are not present in the creation, that we would be relaxed from this issue. And we have no need to alter these attributes. Who's going to say this? A mubtada. So this is how this mubtada says that we can relax, free ourselves from this. So what do you all think about this? So you are sure that this is not correct, the mubtada, deviant. So we say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest.
Bismillah.
Bismillah.
بالدفاعي سنبتدي.
With our defense here. And this is going to aid us in al-maqtadi. Al-maqtadi. This is going to aid us in achieving the goal of treating the goal that we're trying to achieve. We say, oh, you mubtada. If Allah described himself, he described himself with attributes that are not known and understood to the creation. And that the creation themselves are not described with, then we wouldn't have any way to know Allah Azza wa Jal. So if Allah would describe himself with attributes that are not known to us, will we know Allah Azza wa Jal? If Allah said about himself,
إن الله
certainly Allah
seen thought.
Seen thought.
إن الله
certainly Allah
A B C D
A B C D.
هل سنعرف الله عز وجل?
Are we going to know Allah عز وجل?
Knowledge of
Allah
جيم را.
And Allah is جيم را.
إن الله خادل.
Certainly Allah is خادل.
هل سنعرف الله عز
وجل? Will we know Allah عز وجل? Have knowledge of Him?
لكن لما قال عن نفسه سميع بصير.
So when he says about himself that he's all here, the all seer.
عليم قدير.
That he is the all knower, who has ability to do all things.
يغضب على العصاة.
He becomes angry towards those who are disobedient. He is pleased with the believers. He outstretches his hands. He comes and he descends. He describes himself with things that are known to us. So we know, we understand what he has of perfect attributes. So if we know that Allah Azza wa Jal that he loves that those who repent, then it's this encouragement for us to like to repent. If we know that Allah is joyous, is gleeful with our repentance, this is an encouragement for us to begin to repent. But if he describes himself with attributes that are not known to us, we wouldn't know Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah wants us to know who he is, حتى
حتى نعبده.
So that we can worship him.
لماذا الأصنام لا تعبد ولا يجوز عبادتها؟
Why are our idols not worshiped? It's not permissible to worship them.
لأن ليس لها صفات.
Because they don't have these attributes.
لا تسمع ولا تبصر.
They don't see and hear.
ولا تحي ولا تميت.
They don't live and die.
ولا تغني شيئا.
And they don't suffice themselves. So the likes of these things not sufficient. It's not appropriate that they be worshipped. As for Allah Azza wa Jal, that he hears and he hears all things. That he sees all things. He has knowledge of all things. So he becomes angry and he has wrath and he has pleasure and this and like that. because these attributes, these attributes make him deserving of being worshipped. And these idols, because they don't have these attributes, they don't deserve to be worshipped. I'm going to strike an example for you. Allah created the Jannah, paradise. And he described that it has attributes. The attributes that Allah has mentioned about Jannah. We understand his meanings. And it's something that's comparable to the dunya, the life of this world. So the Jannah has rivers of water. It has rivers from milk. It has rivers of wine. It has rivers of honey. It has fruits in it. It has wives in it.
وصف الله ما في الجنة.
Allah has described what is in the Jannah.
بمعاني موجودة في الدنيا.
With something that we can understand from, comparable to those things that in the life of this world.
فلذلك المؤمن إذا سمع ما في الجنة من نعيم.
So due to this, the believer, when he hears those blessings and bounties that are in the Jannah,
رغب فيها.
He wants it. He desires it.
وعمل من أجلها.
And he works for it. Works towards it.
لكن لو قال الله عز وجل.
But if Allah عز وجل stated,
أعددت العباد الصالحين.
I prepared for my righteous servants.
سين صاد راء
سين صاد راء جيم دال.
مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها خاء دال عين.
A B
C D. هل سنرغب في الجنة؟
He said, if he described in this fashion with just these letters like this, are we going to want, desire Jannah?
هل سنعرف الجنة؟
Are we going to know what Jannah is?
ما هذا سين صاد؟ ربما شيء ما هو طيب.
So what is سين صاد? Maybe something that's not even good.
لكن ذكر الله في الجنة أشياء معلومة لدينا في الدنيا.
But Allah has mentioned about the Jannah things that we can compare. We can compare to what we know in the life of this world.
فيها طعام، فيها شراب، فيها زوجات، فيها أشجار، فيها ثمار.
It has food and drink in it, and trees and wives and the likes.
مع أن ما في الجنة لا يماثل ما في الدنيا.
Even with all of this, that which is in the Jannah isn't exactly like what's in the life of this world.
قل الله في حديث القدس أعددت العباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر.
نعم الله عز وجل يستدل في حديث قدسي that he is placed in the Jannah where no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and what no one has ever imagined.
هل خمر الجنة يماثل خمر الدنيا؟
So the wine that is in the Jannah is it like the wine in life of this world?
هل شجر الجنة يشبه شجر مثل يماثل شجر الدنيا؟
So the tree that is in the Jannah does it resemble the tree of the life of this world?
هل أزواج الجنة مثل أزواج الدنيا؟
So the wives of the Jannah are they like the wives of this life?
الجواب لا.
The answer is no.
فإذا كان نعيم الجنة لا يماثل نعيم الدنيا.
So if the blessings and bounties of Jannah are not like the blessings and bounties of this life,
فصفات الله عز وجل لا تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
Then the attributes of Allah عز وجل are not comparable. They don't resemble the attributes of the creation.
فله وجه لا يماثل وجوه المخلوقين.
So he has a face that doesn't resemble the face of the creation.
وله يدان لا تماثل أيدي المخلوقين.
And he has two hands that do not resemble the hands of the creation.
وله نفس لا تماثل نفوس المخلوقين أو أنفس المخلوقين.
And he has a nafs that does not resemble the soul of the creation.
ويسمع ويبصر ولا يماثل المخلوقين.
He hears and he sees and it does not resemble the sight and hearing of the creation.
ويغضب ويرضى ولا يماثل المخلوقين.
And he is pleased and he is angry and doesn't resemble the pleasure and anger of
creation.
And likewise are all the rest of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is nothing that is like him. Why is it that there is nothing like him? Now he said because negation guarantees the affirmation of the perfection of the opposite. So why is it that there is nothing like him?
لكمال جميع صفاته.
In order to due to the perfection of all of his attributes.
يقول الله في آيات كثيرة ينفي التمثيل.
Allah عز وجل in many attributes he negates this تمثيل, this resemblance.
تحفظون أنتم آية واحدة فقط.
He said you all تحفظونه.
آية واحدة.
All you need to do is memorize one ayah, one verse.
وهي ليس كمثل شيء.
And it is ليس كمثل شيء. There's nothing like him.
في آيات أخرى أيضا.
There's another ayah as well.
تحفظونها لكن ربما انتبهتوا لها.
But you all have memorized it.
لم تنتبهوا لها.
But you don't pay attention to it.
مثل
such as.
نعم. فاعبده واصطب العباد. هل تعلم له سمية؟ هذا استفهام.
Does he have a samiya? This is a question being asked here.
بمعنى النفي لا سمية له. السمية المثيل لا سمية الله له.
That he is negating here that he has nothing comparable to him.
ويقول الله عز وجل.
And Allah عز وجل stated.
آخرها ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الكفو المثيل الله ليس له كفوا.
In the Surah Al-Ikhlas it says, and there is none that is comparable to him.
إذا ليس له مثيل.
So he has none that resembles him.
وليس له كف.
He doesn't have a كف and none that's comparable to him.
وليس له سمي.
And he doesn't have a سمي also something nothing that resembles him.
وليس له ند.
He doesn't have a partner.
فلا تجعل الله أندادا.
So don't ascribe partners to Allah.
الله عز وجل ليس له مساوي.
So Allah عز وجل he has nothing that is equal to him.
تالله إن كنا في ضلال مبين إذ نسويكم برب العالمين. والله ليس له مساوي.
So Allah عز وجل there's nothing that is comparable to him.
نعم. فالله عز وجل لا مثيل له ولا سمي له ولا كفء له ولا ند له ولا شريك له لأن الله الكامل في صفاته. بس يكفي. طيب يقول رب السماوات لا نعم. قال وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. الكرسي مخلوق من مخلوقات الله موضع قدمي الرب.
So his cursi, his footstool expands over the heavens and the earth, and this cursi is a place where Allah will place his foot.
وهو مخلوق عظيم من عظمته وسع السماوات والأرض.
And this is a creation of Allah, and due to its expansion, its greatness, it expanses. It is wider than the heavens and earth.
لكن أعظم من الكرسي.
ولكن
أعظم من الكرسي.
But greater than the cursi.
بل مخلوق الذي هو أعظم من الكرسي.
But greater than the cursi. What is the creation that is greater than the cursi?
العرش.
The throne.
10 على 10. العرش.
العرش.
طيب. ولا يؤوده حفظهما. لا يثقله ولا يعجزه ولا يكلفه شيء أن يحفظ السماوات والأرض وما بينهما جل وعلا.
And this in preserving them, it doesn't fatigue them. It is not hard for them, not difficult for him at all.
طيب ولا يؤوده لا يعجزه ولا يثقله. لا يؤوده إذن هذا نفي.
So he doesn't. He doesn't fatigue in preserving it. It's not waiting for him, and it doesn't make him incapable. So here is a negation.
والنفي يتضمن
and a negation it guarantees
إثبات كمال ضده
the affirmation of the perfection of the opposite of it.
فلماذا الله عز وجل لا يؤوده حفظهما لا يعجزه لا يثقله.
So why is that Allah عز وجل he doesn't fatigue in preserving it? He doesn't. It's not waiting for him. He doesn't make him incapable.
ارفع راسك لا تنزل راسك أنت. لماذا لا يؤوده كمالي قدرتي وعلمي.
Now, due to the perfection of his capability and the perfection of his knowledge.
لأن الذي يعجز عن الشيء.
Because the one who doesn't have the ability to do something.
إما لنقص في قدرته أو لنقص في علمه.
Either there is some deficiency in his capability or there is some deficiency in his knowledge.
والله عز وجل لا يؤوده حفظهما حفظ السماوات والأرض.
And Allah عز وجل preserving them. The heavens and the earth, it doesn't fatigue him.
وهو العلي العظيم. العلي.
And he is العلي العظيم.
أسماء الله عز وجل العلي.
العلي is from the names of Allah عز وجل.
والله له العلو المطلق.
And Allah عز وجل he has ascension in the absolute sense.
عالي بذاته.
He himself his essence is عالي, is high.
وعالي بصفاته.
And he is lofty in his attributes.
وعالي بقهره للعبادة.
And he is عالي he is lofty in his قهر over his servants.
أهل البدع ينكرون علو الله بذاته.
أهل البدع
ينكرون علو الله بذاته.
نعم. The people of innovation they negate the ascension of the ascension of Allah over his creation with his that and his essence.
الصحيح أن الله له العلو المطلق.
And that which is correct is that Allah has ascension in the absolute sense.
عالي بذاته.
He is عالي. He has this loftiness in his essence itself.
وصفاته عالية القدر.
And in his attributes, the degree, the level of them is lofty.
وأيضا علو القهر.
And likewise, the ascension of القهر
العظيم
العظيم the magnificent
في جميع صفاته
and he's magnificent عظيم in all of his attributes
عظيم في سمعه وبصره
he is عظيم magnificent in his hearing and sight
عظيم في قوته وقدرته
he is عظيم magnificent in his strength and his ability
عظيم في علمه
he is magnificent in his knowledge
في جميع صفات الله عز العظيم
in all of his attributes Allah is magnificent
هذه الآية الكريمة
This verse here, Ayatul Kursi,
هي أعظم آية في كتاب الله.
It is the greatest verse in the book of Allah.
بدأ الله بالمبتدأ الله.
Allah begins it with the subject Allah.
ومعناه
and it means
الله. ما معنى الله?
What does Allah mean?
ما معنى الله?
What does Allah mean?
المعبود صح ما شاء الله المعبود.
المعبود, the one who is worshipped.
الله المعبود.
Allah is the one who is worshipped.
أصله الله ماذا كانت الله?
The origin of the word Allah is what?
الإله.
الإله, the deity.
لماذا صارت الله وهي الإله?
How did it become Allah from being once being إله?
حذفت الهمزة تخفيفا. فالله معنى المعبود.
The hamza was taken away from it to make it easier to say. So إله became Allah.
المعبود حبا.
The one who we worship, we love him.
وخضوعا.
We said we yield to him.
وخوفا ورجاء.
And we have fear of him and we have hope in him.
فبدأ الله بقول الله وأخبر بعد إلى آخر الآية عن نفسه بأخبار متعددة.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla he begins this verse with Allah and throughout the rest of the verse he informs, he gives information about himself.
كم خبر?
How many different things has he informed about himself here?
نعدها.
We're going to enumerate them.
الخبر الأول لا إله إلا هو.
The first thing he informs here is لا إله إلا هو.
الحي.
He's الحي.
القيوم.
القيوم.
لا تأخذه سنة.
He doesn't slumber.
ولا نوم.
Nor does he sleep.
له ما في السماوات.
He possesses that which is in the heavens.
وما في الأرض.
And that which is in the earth.
من الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه.
No one can intercede except with his permission.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم.
He knows what happened before them, what's going to happen to them in the future.
وما خلفهم.
He knows.
يعني ويعلم ما خلفهم.
نعم. He knows what happened to them before and after.
ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه.
There is none that can encompass his knowledge.
إلا بما شاء.
Except what he will, by what he wills.
وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض.
His cursey extends over the heavens and the earth.
ولا يؤوده حفظهما.
He doesn't fatigue in preserving them.
وهو العلي.
He is Ali, the Most High.
العظيم.
العظيم, the magnificent.
16 خبرا أخبر الله به عن نفسه في هذه الآية.
So these are 16 things that Allah has mentioned about him here in this verse.
عرفتم لماذا هذه أعظم آية في القرآن؟
So do not you realize why this is the greatest verse in Allah's book?
والآن نعيد تفسيرها من جديد.
So now we're going to get a test of it all over again.
طيب. من أراد إعادته فليستمع للتسجيل.
Now, he says, whoever wants to repeat it, then you go back to the recording.
السؤال السادس والسبعين.
Question number 76.
أكمل الحديث.
Complete the following hadith.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ آية الكرسي دبرا كل صلاة.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, whoever recites Ayatul Kursi at the end of every salat.
لم يمنعه من دخول الجنة إلا أن يموت.
There's nothing that prevents him from entering into the paradise except dying.
رواه النسائي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه.
Recorded by النسائي on أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه.
سنقرأه ثلاث مرات ثم
we're going to read
أحد بعدي.
We're going to read it to you three times and we want one of you to repeat it back after us.
عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ آية الكرسي دبر كل صلاة لم يمنعه من دخول الجنة إلا أن يموت. رواه النسائي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ آية الكرسي دبر كل صلاة لم يمنعه من دخول الجنة إلا أن يموت. رواه النسائي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من قرأ آية الكرسي دبر كل صلاة لم يمنعه من دخول الجنة إلا أن يموت. رواه النسائي. من يقرأه؟
Who can read? Take it back now.
رواه بخاري.
النسائي. بارك الله فيك.
طيب هذا الحديث يعني فيه فضل قراءة آية الكرسي دبر كل صلاة.
This hadith shows us the virtue of reciting out the kursi at the end of every prayer.
والمقصود بدبر الصلاة يعني بعدها.
And the intent with the word دبر الصلاة means after the salat.
بعد أن تقول الاستغفار والأذكار تقرأ آية الكرسي بعد كل صلاة.
After you've made استغفار and said the أذكار, then you recite the كرسي after that.
إذا قرأها وواظب على قراءتها ستكون سبب لدخول الجنة.
So if a person recites it and he preserves it as continually with continuity, this will be a reason for him to be entered into the paradise, Jannah.
ودخول الجنة بعد الموت.
ودخول الجنة بعد الموت. And entering into Jannah is after death.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرغب في قراءتها دبر كل صلاة.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's encouraging us to recite it after every صلاة.
وأن من قرأها يستحق أن يدخل الجنة إذا مات.
And whoever does this, he deserves to enter into the paradise after he dies.
كم بقي من الوقت؟
How much time is left? طيب.
السؤال السابع والسؤال السابع والسبعين ما أفضل سورة في القرآن؟
Question number 77. What is the most virtuous chapter in the Quran?
وقرأها.
Recite it.
الفاتحة.
It is الفاتحة. It is الفاتحة. سورة الفاتحة.
تقدم الكلام على الفاتحة.
Previously we've already spoken about سورة الفاتحة.
لما تكلمنا عن يمكن صفة صلاة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. صح؟ أليس كذلك؟
نعم. We spoke about this and probably this not the case.
وقرأناها.
And we read it.
وتقرأونها.
And you all read it.
والعجيب في هذه السورة العظيمة.
And it's amazing about this surah.
وفي جميع كلام الله عز وجل.
And in all the speech of Allah عز وجل.
أنه لا يسأمها الإنسان.
إنه
لا يسأمها ولا يستفقلها ويسمعها كثيرا.
نعم. This is not a boring type of reading. It doesn't bore you.
مهما يكررها.
No matter how many times you repeat it.
لا يجد سعامة فيها ولا ملل.
You don't find any boredom. Any boredom in going over this over and over again. Keep reading it.
كم مرة قرأت أنت في حياتك الفاتحة؟
How many times have you read سورة الفاتحة in your life?
وكم مرة سمعتها؟
How many times have you heard it?
مصطفى كم مرة؟
مصطفى, how many times have you heard it?
ومع ذلك يقرأ الإنسان ويسمعها ويقرأ ويكرر ويسمع ويسمع ويقرأ. لا يمل منها ابدا ولا يجد انها ثقيل على سمعه.
And with all this person, he reads it, hears and hears, recites and recites it, and he never becomes bored of hearing it or reciting it.
لماذا?
Why?
لانها كلام الله.
Because it's the speech of Allah.
الكفار قالوا ان هو الا قول البشر.
And the kufar, they say this is the words of a man.
المؤمن
The believer, the Sunni,
يقول القرآن كلام الله.
He says that the Quran is the speech of Allah.
صفة الله عز وجل.
It is the attribute of Allah عز وجل.
مهما تقرأه الألسن.
So whatever person reads it,
لا تمله النفوس.
It doesn't bore him.
صدر الله هذه السورة ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Allah began the surah with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah.
هذه البسملة.
This بسملة.
آية.
Is a verse.
الله عز وجل.
That Allah has revealed.
للفصل بين السور.
To distinguish between chapters.
اختلف العلماء.
And the scholars have differed.
هل هي آية من سورة الفاتحة؟
Is this verse from سورة الفاتحة؟
أم ليست بآية من سورة الفاتحة؟
Or is it not a verse from سورة الفاتحة؟
والصحيح أنها ليست آية من سورة الفاتحة.
And that which is correct is that it is not a verse from سورة الفاتحة.
ومن جميل ما ذكره العلم الشيء الجميل ذكره العلم.
And from the beautiful things that people of knowledge have mentioned.
قال لو كانت آية من الفاتحة.
They said that if it was a verse from سورة الفاتحة.
ما وقع فيها الخلاف.
There will be no difference concerning it.
إذ ليس في القرآن شيء مختلف عليه أو فيه.
Because there's nothing that is argued about or bickered about in the Quran.
اختلاف العلماء في البسملة آية وليست بآية من الفاتحة دليلها ليست بآية.
So the fact that the scholars differ about whether it's from فاتحة or not is an evidence that it's not from سورة الفاتحة.
والله عز وجل يقول.
And Allah عز وجل states.
أنا سأحاول أقول كلاما ما قلته قبل في الفاتحة لأن ذكرنا أشياء في الفاتحة.
نعم.
سبقت وسجلت.
نعم.
فحاول أذكر أشياء ما ذكرنا نكشفت لإكمال الفائدة.
So he's going to try to mention things that he hasn't already mentioned about سورة الفاتحة because we went over it before. So he's going to try to mention different things now.
الله عز وجل.
الله عز
القدسي.
الله عز وجل يقول في.
الحديث القدسي.
إن الحديث القدسي.
الذي رواه أبو هريرة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That is on authority أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه.
أخرجه مسلم في صحيحه.
Muslim has recorded his collected in his صحيح.
ماذا يقول الله عز وجل؟ قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين.
What has Allah عز وجل stated? He says, I have divided the prayer between myself and my servant in two halves.
فإذا قال الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله حمدني عبدي.
So when he says when he praises Allah عز وجل, Allah says that he says that my servant has praised me.
وإذا قال الرحمن الرحيم قال الله أثنى علي عبدي.
And when you say
الرحمن الرحيم, يعني تكرار الحمد.
And when you say الرحمن الرحيم, he says my Lord has praised me. He's continually.
وإذا قال مالك يوم الدين قال الله تعالى مجدني عبدي.
And when he says مالك يوم الدين, he says my servant has deemed me to be majestic.
وإذا قال إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين قال الله هذا بيني وبين عبدي.
And when he says إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, he says this is between me and my servant.
فإذا قال اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قال الله هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل.
So when a person recites this from اهدنا الصراط المستقيم to the end of the surah, he says this is what our servant has asked for and he will receive, he will have what he asked for.
فماذا نلاحظ على هذا الحديث؟
So what did we observe about this hadith?
أن الله عز بدأ فيه فقال إذا قال الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله حمدني عبدي.
What Allah began with in this hadith, he says, when the person begins praising Allah, Allah states that my servant has praised me.
فهذا دليل على أن البسملة ليست آية من الفاتحة.
So this is an evidence that the Bismillah is not from Surah Al-Fatiha.
فلم يقل الله عز وجل.
So Allah عز وجل did not say.
إذا قال بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله كذا وكذا.
So that when my servant says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, then Allah will say this and that.
وإنما بدأ إذا قال الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله وكذا.
But when he began with here, when the servant says Alhamdulillah, then he will have this and that.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا قرأ.
When you recite Surah Al-Fatiha in his prayer,
يبدأ بالحمد لله رب العالمين كما في حديث أنس الصحيحين.
He will begin with the Bismillah الرحمن الرحيم as is coming a hadith on the authority of Anas in the Sahihain.
يقول قصل
ماذا؟
يبدأ بالحمد لله رب العالمين كما.
ماذا قلت أنا؟ نعم. In this hadith that is coming to Sahihain on the authority of Anas رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he began with الحمد لله رب العالمين.
قال أنس رضي الله عنه صليت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر وعمر.
Anas رضي الله عنه, he stated that I prayed behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr and Umar
وعثمان
and Uthman.
ما كانوا يبدأون ببسم الله رب.
And they didn't begin with the بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
كانوا يقرؤون الحمد لله رب العالمين.
They will begin reciting with الحمد لله رب العالمين.
لما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجهر بالحمد لله رب العالمين ولا يجهر ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دل على أن البسملة ليست آية من الفاتحة.
So when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he began audibly reciting with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and he did not audibly begin with Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, this is evidence that the Bismillah is not from Surah Al-Fatiha.
والله يقول قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين.
And Allah عز وجل, he mentioned that I divided the salat, the prayer between myself and my servant, in two halves.
إذا اعتبرنا البسملة آية من الفاتحة لن تنقسم قسمين. إذا عدينا البسملة من الفاتحة.
ليس اللهم استعان.
إذا إف يلا.
نعم. عايز تمت. ها؟
يلا.
إف too many people. Too many people.
لو كانت البسملة.
If the بسملة. نعم. Say it in English, please. If we. نعم. If we consider. If we consider the Bismillah
من الفاتحة,
if we consider the Bismillah to be from الفاتحة,
فلن تنقسم الفاتحة قسمين.
Then Fatiha wouldn't be able to be divided equally into two halves.
ولكن إذا ما اعتبرناها من الفاتحة,
but we consider it to not be from Surah Al-Fatiha,
ستنقسم الفاتحة نصفين.
Then we can divide Fatiha into two halves.
ثلاث آيات لله عز وجل.
There are three verses that are for Allah عز وجل.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين.
The three verses he just mentioned.
هذه ثلاث آيات لله عز وجل. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين بين الله وبين العبد.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. This is between Allah and the servant.
طيب. النصف الثاني من الآية للعبد.
The latter half of this surah now is for the servant.
وثلاث آيات الباقية ثلاث للعبد. من الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وغير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هاي ثلاث نصف للعبد وثلاث نصف لله. هنا قسمت الفاتحة.
نعم. And the latter portion is the Surah Al-Mustaqim. This is for the servant. So you have the first half for Allah, and this latter half is for the servant. And this is how Fatiha is equally divided.
ويقول شيخنا العثيمين رحمة الله عليه.
And Shaykh Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى stated.
إذا لم نعتبر البسملة من الفاتحة صار هناك تناسق بين طول الآيات في الفاتحة.
إذا لم
نعتبرها.
If we don't consider it to be from Fatiha.
فصار هناك تناسق بين الآيات في طولها وقصرها.
Then
if لو اعتبرنا البسملة,
then If we remove the Bismillah from Surah Al-Fatiha, then we can see how it is equally divided into two halves.
And
the rest of what we have to state about Surah Al-Fatiha, we mentioned it previously. So you can record back, you can return back to the recordings, inshallah. And question number 78 here, what is the longest surah in the Noble Quran?
الجواب سورة البقرة.
And the answer is Surah Al-Baqarah.
السؤال التاسع والسبعين.
Question number 79.
ما أقصر سورة في القرآن الكريم وقرأها.
What is the shortest surah in the Quran, in the Noble Quran, and recite it?
سورة الكوثر.
It is Surah Al-Kawthar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله.
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. فصل لربك وانحر. إن شانئك هو الأبتر. قرأناها.
Now we recited it.
ما أستطيع أن أقول لكم ما أطول سورة في القرآن سورة البقرة وقرأها.
So I'm not going to say what's the longest surah in the Quran and then recite the Baqarah and then recite it to you.
فالرسالة أسئلة وأجوبة للصغار ولا أتكلم عن الكبار.
He said this book here is for the youth and the elders also in need of it.
ما معنى الكوثر؟
What does the Kawthar mean?
تسمعونها كثيرا.
We hear about it a lot.
وتقرؤونها وتحفظونها.
And we read and we memorize it.
الكوثر معناها الخير الكثير.
The Kawthar means an abundance, a plethora of good.
والمراد هنا بالكوثر اسم نهر آتاه الله لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the intent here with the Kawthar is a river that will be given to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لم يقل الله عز وجل إنا أعطيناك الخير.
Allah عز وجل, He didn't say that we have given you the khair good.
ولم يقل إنا أعطيناك الكثير.
And He didn't say that we have given you an abundance.
وإنما قال إنا أعطيناك الكوثر.
But rather He said we have given you the Kawthar.
والكوثر هو ما جمع بين الخير والكثرة.
And the Kawthar, it is what is what joins between good and a plethora, abundance.
فقد يكون الشيء قليل لكنه خير.
So a person may be it may be only a little amount of it, but it's good.
وقد يكون شيء كثير لكن ليس بخير.
And something may be it may be a lot of it, but it's no good in it.
فما كان كثيرا وفيه خير.
So whatever is in abundance and it is good.
قيل عنه الكوثر.
Then it is said about it that it is the Kawthar.
وقد أكرم الله جل وعلا نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا النهر.
And Allah عز وجل, He has honored the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with this نهر, with this river.
الذي جمع وصفين كثير وخير.
That joins between these two attributes of خير, of good and كثير, an abundance, plethora.
فهو الكوثر نهر في الجنة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So it is the Kawthar, a river in Jannah for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فصل لربك وانحر. صل لله عز وجل الصلاة لله والنحر لله.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him. Salat, prayers for your Lord, and sacrifices also for your Lord.
فأجل العبادات. So the
most virtuous of the actions that can be performed with the body is the salat.
وأجل الأعمال والأجل الأعمال المالية النحر.
And the most virtuous of the actions that can be performed with wealth is sacrifice.
فجمع الله عز بين هاتين العبادتين في هذا الموضع.
So Allah has a joined between these two types of worship in this place here.
كما جمعها في موضع آخر.
As He has joined between them in another place.
في قوله جل وعلا.
In the statement جل وعلا.
قل إن صلاتي ونسكي.
Say certainly my prayer, my sacrifice.
ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. صلاتي ونسكي يعني صلاتي. وذبيحتي.
My life and my death are for Allah. So it means here the salat and the nahr, the prayer and sacrifice.
إن شانئك هو الأبتر الذي يعيبك يقول محمد أبتر ليس له أولاد ذكور هو الأبتر.
Surely the one who hates you will be cut off. The one who had hatred or disliked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم here, who stated that he was in loss because he lost his children, he is the one who is cut off.
أما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكره باقي قد رفعه الله عز وجل.
As for the mention of Allah, as for Allah عز وجل mentioned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he is raised as mentioned in his everlasting.
الله عز وجل يقول ورفعنا لك ذكرك.
And Allah عز وجل has stated, and we have raised your mention.
ولذلك أشهر الأسماء من أسماء البشر محمد.
And due to this, the most famous of all names of mankind is the name Muhammad.
طيب. ما السورة التي تعجب ثلث القرآن وقرأها؟
Question number 80. The question here states, what surah from the Quran is equal to a third of the Quran recited to us?
سورة الإخلاص.
It is سورة الإخلاص.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد الله عز وجل أحد في أسمائه وصفاته وذاته.
Say, He, Allah, is one unique. He is one and He is by Himself in all of His names and in His attributes.
الله الصمد الذي لا جوف له.
الله الصمد, He is the one that none لا جوف له. None is in, He's not in need of anything. لا جوف له. It's the one that He's not in need of anything. He's not hollow from within.
لأن المخلوق له جوف.
Because now, because the creation it has a jawf, some things that are inside of it.
أما الخالق لكماله فلا جوف له.
As for The creator, he has none of this joke.
وقيل الصمد معناها الذي تصمد له الخلائق تعتمد عليه وتتوجه إليه.
And it said that الصمد is the one who everything is dependent on him.
فما من مخلوق إلا ويتجه إلى الله عز وجل وهو بحاجة الله والله قيوم على جميع المخلوقات.
So there is none except that they turn to Allah, depend on Him, they are in need of Him, and Allah is the one that sustains all in the creation.
لم يلد يعني لا يولد له سبحانه وتعالى.
So he himself. He doesn't give birth.
ولم يولد أي ليس له أب.
Nor is he begotten. Nor is he born.
لم يلد ولم يولد نفي.
He doesn't beget. Nor is he begotten. This is a nafi, a negation.
لكمال وحدانيته.
Due to the perfection of his oneness.
فهو لم يلد ولم يولد.
So he doesn't beget. Nor is he begotten.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لكمال جميع صفاته.
And there is none that is comparable to him. And this is due to the perfection of all of his attributes.
والله عز وجل لا مثيل له ولا ند له.
So Allah عز وجل, he has none that is comparable to him, and he has no partner.
هذه السورة تقال يقال سورة الصمد أو سورة الإخلاص.
This chapter of the Quran, it is called سورة الصمد or سورة الإخلاص.
جاء في فضلها أن من قرأها 10 times.
And it has come concerning it that from his virtue that whoever recites it 10 times,
بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة.
Allah will build a house for him in Jannah.
رواه أحمد في مسنده وهو من حديث صحيح الجامع.
This is recorded by Ahmed in his Musnad, and it's also in Sahih al-Jami.
وهي تعدل سورة القرآن كما في هذا الحديث.
And it is equivalent to a third of the Quran, as has come in this question.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبدأ يومه بقراءتها.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will begin his day reciting it.
وذلك في سنة الفجر يقرأ بالفاتحة قل يا أيها الكافرون الفاتحة وقل هو الله أحد.
And these are in the sunnah prayers before صلاة الفجر. You recite in it قل هو الله أحد.
ويختم يومه ويبدأ ليلته بقراءتها.
And at the end of his day, he ended his day also with reciting it.
فيقرأ في سنة المغرب الفاتحة وقل يا أيها الكافرون والفاتحة وسورة الإخلاص.
So in the two sunnahs that you pray at the Maghrib, he will recite in the first surah to Kafirun and in the second surah to Ikhlas.
وقرأ بهما عليه الصلاة والسلام الكافر والإخلاص.
And he عليه الصلاة والسلام will read both of them, كافرون and إخلاص.
لما طاف بالبيت سبعا.
When he will make 7 units of prayer around the Kaaba.
واتخذ من مقام إبراهيم مصلى.
And he would stand behind the station Ibrahim to pray.
فصلى ركعتين.
He will pray 2 units of prayer.
في الأولى الفاتحة وقل يا أيها الكافرون.
In the first he will say فاتحة and الكافرون.
وفي الثانية الفاتحة وقل هو الله أحد.
And in the second he will recite فاتحة and قل هو الله أحد.
ويقرأ فيها في وتره عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And he will recite it in his witr prayer عليه الصلاة والسلام.
كل ذلك لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبدأ يومه ويختمه ويبدأ ليلته ويختمها بالتوحيد والإخلاص.
And all that is because Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will begin his day and end his day, and before going to sleep at night he would do all of this upon توحيد.
وهذه السورة تعدل ثلث القرآن لكن لا تجزئ عن ثلث القرآن.
So this surah of the Quran here is equivalent to a third of the Quran, but it's not a third of the Quran like divided into the part of it itself isn't a third of the Quran.
فرق بين التعدل وتجزئ.
And the difference between being equivalent and being a part of.
فلو نظر الإنسان.
If we were looking at a person.
أن يقرأ ثلث القرآن.
If we wanted a person to recite a third of the Quran.
لا يجزئه أن يقرأ قل هو الله أحد.
If النظر. نعم. If a person took a vow to recite a third of the Quran.
لا يجزئه أن يقرأ قل هو الله أحد.
He doesn't take into parts by saying قل هو الله أحد.
لأنها تعدل ثلث القرآن ولا تجزئ ثلث القرآن.
Because it's equivalent to the third of the Quran, but the part of it itself isn't a third of the Quran.
الآن الساعة الثانية عشر.
And now it's 12:00.
لم نفوت ولا دقيقة واحدة. أخذنا الوقت كاملا.
Now we've taken up all the time. We were a minute over.
سنعود مرة أخرى إن شاء الله بعد صلاة العصر.
So we're going to come back and continue. We can continue after صلاة العصر.
والله تعالى أعلم والحمد لله أول وآخر وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. هذا نوع سؤال. هل الخلع يعتبر طلقة أو إلغاء للعقد؟ الخلع ليس بطلاق. فراق للزوجة بمقابل ابتداء تفتدي بها نفسها لكنه يعني لا يعد من عدد الطلقات.
The question was is خلع consider.
The question was, is khula considered a talqa, a divorce, when pronounced divorce? The sheikh answered, no, it is not. He said, it is something else. It is where the woman asking to be freeing herself from her husband. It is not considered as a talaq. It's not considered as a divorce.
فراق مقابل فجة تفتدي الزوجة نفسها.
It is something that she ransoms herself with. She puts up something, money or worth, to ransom herself with to seek that separation. And Allah knows best. Inshallah, see you after Asr. Inshallah, Asr Tafi.
Inshallah, inshallah. ما تركون وقت
سالعون. Inshallah. The Sheikh said, he hopes that you don't divorce, nor you should seek khula, inshallah.
Inshallah.
السلام عليكم.